Also by Michael Judge Chiropractic, Steve Goodlow Law Offices, by Moorhead Auction and Appraisals, by Bluff Creek Archery, the Monroe County Farm Bureau, by Nancy Cassidy at Advantage Real Estate. Also by Family Shoe and Sporting Goods, Cindy's Beauty Hut, and Quality Ag and Quality Power Sports. Also brought to you by First Iowa State Bank, by the Troy Elevator in Blakesburg, by the Moulton Locker, by John Probasco at Weber Real Estate in Centerville, and by Pete Harkness, Chevrolet, Buick, and Pontiac in Centerville, as well as People State Bank in Albia and Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. And now live to Gary, Nebraska, Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray.
We are live, from Barry. Oregon Trail Park in Gary, Nebraska. Joe Sinclair here with you, and Brad Gray. Brad, we are in the winner's bracket here at the 14-year-old regional, Midwest Plains Regional Championship.
Yeah, it's good to be in the winner's bracket. Four teams emerged yesterday as winners, and it was a good feeling to be one of them.
The first game of the day today will feature Colorado and Iowa. Colorado state champions come from Lamar, Colorado, and I understand some of those folks are listening in on KIICradio.com, and the families here from Colorado tuned them into that, so shout out to all the fine folks in Colorado, in Lamar. Us Rathman area all-stars are going to try to put it on you.
Yes, we told them we'd be a little biased today, so try to hang in there.
The second game in the winner's bracket today will occur at 1:30 this afternoon, which would be 12:30 Central Time. We're in the mountain zone here. That'll feature the North Dakota State champions against the team from Minnesota. And Minnesota advanced against the hosting Gary, pairing with a 14-1 decision. And North Dakota knocked off Kansas, the Kansas State champions from Ottawa. Hard-fought loss there to them last night from North Dakota. And we'll go over the starting lineups here, Brad. If you want to give the visitors, which is the Lamar, Colorado team.
Okay, we have Caleb Hansen. He'll be playing right field. Then we got Colby Salisbury. He'll be in center. Darren Cook will be catching today. Then we have Jake Speck at shortstop. Brent.
Okay, that's Crampton.
Crampton, can't remember writing here. He'll be at first. Jeb Schroeder, he'll be at third base. Draven Adane will be in left field. Derek Flower will be on second base, and Cruz Vega will be doing the pitching today.
And the substitutes for Lamar are Mario Morales, Ross Dunlap, and Charlie Ferris. And they have a local boy here, Trevor Schwartz, is going to be their bat boy. Trevor Schwartz's family was honored yesterday at the opening ceremonies. Trevor's sister is a leukemia survivor. So I know there's some folks back home that know some leukemia survivors, and his sister had that. And he is being honored by his host, the team that he's hosting. Now I'll give you a Rathbun Area Rebels, the Iowa State Champions, starting lineups. Leading off, Jackson Boyles playing in left field. The second baseman bats second. That's Blake Bader. Caleb Gray will bat third and play right field. Playing shortstop, batting cleanup, Victor Sanders Jr. Batting fifth in center field, Hugh Sinclair. Tristan Long will do the catching duties and bat sixth. Zach Betcher, first baseman, bats seventh. Colt Kirby plays third base, and he'll bat eighth. And Quinn McClure doing the pitching duties tonight, the right-hander from Centerville. He'll bat ninth for your Rathbun Area Rebels. Rathbun Area Rebels substitutes are going to be on the bench, ready to come into the game. Tyler Berry, Daniel Bunnell, Devin Glosser, Kevin Jensen, Tyler Knapp. The bat boy is Hunter DeMoss. We're coached by Brad DeMoss and John Boyles. We also had a lot of assistance from Eric Knapp. He's got football duties in Moravia. And we're managed by Barry Anderson. That's your Rathbun Area Rebels.
At this time, the teams are out on the field. They're going to maybe get started just a few minutes early, looks like. Rathbun, the flip of the coin, won the toss today, so we are able to be the home team, as Joe mentioned. And so we're looking forward to a good ball game today.
All right, we'll send it back to the studio right now. We'll bring it right back here afterwards, and we'll have the first pitch for your winner's bracket at the Oregon Trail Park here in Gary, Nebraska. Don't go anywhere. Babe Ruth baseball action is coming your way right next.
Congratulations. You found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
This is Dina LaRue with a message from Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Electrical safety awareness can help keep summer outdoor activities from becoming disasters. Remember, water and electricity do not mix. To avoid electrical hazards during warm weather, make sure you understand safety procedures during lightning storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, and winter round water. Lightning strikes, power outages, and electrical hazards in the aftermath of storms are often the causes of deaths and injuries during the summer months. So please, be safe and have a great summer from your Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we are back live. Brad Gray and Joe Sinclair here from the Oregon Trail Park in Gehring, Nebraska, in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains where the Oregon Trail came in. And the first pitch from Quinn McClure, the Rathbun area pitcher, is outside for ball one.
We have Caleb Hansen, as I say, he's the right fielder.
1-0 to count on Hansen, the Lamar, Colorado right fielder. All these boys are 14-year-olds. It's the 14-year-old championships. There's a strike on the inside corner. Hansen looks at it for a called strike one. 1-1 the account. We had really good officiating and umpiring yesterday, didn't we, Brad?
Yes, they did really a good job.
A couple of ball strike calls that you may not want to agree with, but it was consistent from both sides of the plate. Nice big strike zone, and that makes the games go faster. And with an extra innings contest yesterday, that was a very nice thing. It's 14-year-old Babe Ruth regional action coming to you from Gehring, Nebraska. We're bringing it to you live on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. I want to thank all the folks that are out of our listening area. There's a pop-up behind the catcher. Off with the mask. It's Tristan Long. It's just out of his reach. We're going to even the count now at 2-2.
Yeah, Tristan would have had to eat the fence to try to get close to that one, so good he held off.
Yeah, that was a nice hustling move. I was noticing on the Sports Center last night, there was a fantastic play by one of the major league catchers, made the play of the day. He hit a little squibber. He went off with the mask and caught it barehanded in the left-handed batter's box. So Tristan Long with cat quick reflexes like that. Ooh, that with a ball 3-2. Looked like that might have caught the corner of the plate, but must have been a little bit high, Brad.
Yeah.
So we got a full count now on the leadoff hitter for the Lamar, Colorado team, the Colorado State champions, right fielder, Caleb Hansen against Quinn McClure, the hard-throwing right-hander, and a swing and a foul tip right off the mask of the catcher Long. It ricochets over to the on-deck batter's box. A fresh baseball out to the mound. McClure flips in. He gets his sign, shakes it off, likes this one now. He pitches from the stretch to the right-handed batter, Hansen. High ball four. Lead-off walk for Lamar. So McClure, maybe a little bit of jitters there.
Yeah.
First batter, just lost a couple of those balls high. I think we'll see him get that ball down the strike zone here.
He's getting used to
it. He'll get warmed up, too. The Rathbun area team is made up of Babe Ruth All-Stars from Moulton, Moravia, Centerville, and Albia. There are also a lot of kids from Blakesburg, Eddyville, Blakesburg, that play in that league. Throw over by McClure. Back safely is Hansen. Left-handed batter here now for the Colorado team.
Center fielder, Colby Salisbury.
Colby Salisbury. He stands in, takes ball one outside. So McClure had a little trouble finding the zone here.
he can loosen up a little bit, just follow through with his motion. He's kind of not completing his motion all the way and kind of missing high a little bit.
The clerk checks the runner. Gets his sign, comes to the plate. Outside ball two. Outside ball two, and I'd say McClurk is going to have a little visit from the mound, from the dugout here, if he doesn't throw a couple strikes on this guy. Same spot outside, runner gone. Third base side of second is the throw, and safe at second base is Hansen with the stolen base.
He got a pretty good jump on that. He would have, I think, been there if the throw was there anyway. He had a pretty fast runner.
Yeah.
Good leadoff hitter.
That was a strike. Swing side hit and run must have been on there, so it's 2-1. That ball was well outside, but swung on by the left-handed batter. Colby Salisbury coaches for the Colorado team. There's a pop-up out of play behind us. Coaches for the Colorado team are Greg Adami, Tom Salisbury, and Chad Cook. Greg Adami, the manager for the Colorado team. So you see Salisbury called out that off, so he was a count 2-2. McClurg on top, gets it from the stretch, checks the runner. He's not being held. Victor Sanders out there at shortstop, sneaking in behind now, and McClurg steps off and back safely to second base is Hansen.
Playing a little cat and mouse out there.
Well, we've got a 2-2 count here, and McClurg is a battler. He pitched very well at the state tournament. Took care of Davis County down there at Davis County. There's ball three high. He's really missing in the same spot. It's to the left-handed hitter, it's high and outside, and to the right-handed hitter, it's high and inside. So let's see if he can't bring that down. A little bit more follow-through here, and I think we'll maybe ring him up here with the first out of the game. It's the same spot, high and outside, ball four. Couple walks there from McClurg. So Colorado's got something going here in the top of the first inning. Nobody out. Then at first and second, Long is going to head out to the mound, and we're going to have a little conference. Tristan Long, the Raspin area catcher, he's joined on the mound by Colt Kirby and the second baseman, Blake Bear. They talk it over. Break it up, and everybody back to their positions. I think they're probably going over a little bit of defense there, what they're going to do if there's a bunt.
Yep.
And I wouldn't be surprised to see Colorado bunting, although Colorado had an offensive explosion yesterday. They were the beneficiaries of a pretty sloppily played game by their Boonville, Missouri opponent. They took advantage of that sloppiness and punched out an 11-1 win in 5 innings. Capped off by a 3-run home run. There's the bunt attempt. It's a two deep down the first base line. The only play is the first. McClurg up quickly and makes the play. Really an excellent job there by Quinn McClurg. He barehanded the ball. It was bunted up the first base line. And Betcher stayed at home on first base. Bear broke the cover second. And McClurg, with cat quick reflexes, barehands that ball. Comes over to first. We've got one out, minute, second and third for Colorado. So a strikeout here, something good could happen, Brad.
Yes, we need to get an out here and put a little more pressure on their offense.
The right-handed batter, Jake Speck, steps in. He's their cleanup hitter. Fake to second. So we've got Caleb Hansen at
third base.
Colby Salisbury at second. They're both on base because of no out walks by Quinn McClurg. He can help his situation here with a strikeout. There's a foul hard hit, but it's a can of corn for Jackson Boyles. Tag is made. Relay is not going to be at home, and it's a 1-0 lead for the Colorado team on the sack fly to the left fielder. Really nothing can be said there. That's a pretty good baseball there. The sacrifice advanced the runners over from first and second to second and third, and then the fly ball to the left fielder, it was well deep enough to score the run. A couple of heavier guys like you and me could have trotted home on that sacrifice. So with two outs...
Well, I've been working out lately.
I went running this morning with my wife. That was a fun deal. Up there in the altitude, there's a ball well hit in the gap between center and left. Houston Clark coming on, makes a running catch to this. That was an all-star play there. A running, diving catch by Houston Clair. It was in the gap between left and center, and a great play there. Raffinelli doing it on the defense.
chance there. Good to get out of that with only one run. That could have been a big inning for Colorado, but we were able to shut him down. So,
hey, we'll send it back to the studio high above the square in Albia, Iowa. Right now, you guys are listening to live baseball from Gary, Nebraska. We're going to be right back with the home half and listen to the Rathbun Area All-Stars try to get back here against Colorado. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has the new 2011 Hoyt CRX bow in stock and ready for you. The CRX Hoyt bow has new camo on the riser and limbs and blends well with the fall foliage. Stop in today and check out lower prices on this CRX Hoyt bow. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has the airline-approved Vanguard or Plano hard cases for your new Hoyt bow to help protect your investment. Bluff Creek Archery, Washington Avenue East in Albia, 932-2422, 932-2422.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierschbacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Leader is in Kearney, Nebraska today for the 14-year-old Midwest Plains Regional Baseball Tournament for the Babe Ruth League. We're at Oregon Trail Park in Kearney, Nebraska. Joe Sinclair here with you, Brad Gray, assistant, and we had a barn burner of a first half of the first inning, didn't we, Brad?
Yes, we did. That's a lot of action, more than we wanted, probably, but hopefully we'll settle down now.
Well, Lamar scored one run on no hits, two walks, no errors, and they had one man left on base. They really played good small ball there. Got their leadoff runner on with a walk. He stole second. They sacrificed over to third, and a sacrifice fly brought him home. So that's the score here, 1-0. We're in the home half of the first inning. Jackson Hoyles, the Rathbun area left fielder, steps in at the right side of the plate. He's going to be going up against Cruz Vega, a left-handed pitcher from Colorado. Vega over the low. On a 46-mile-an-hour curveball there, Brad. That's
No, it's 67.
Was it 67?
I think it got the catcher going back. What do you think?
They've put a speed gun up for us here, folks, so we should be able to bring you the action. There's a 68-mile-an-hour fastball line down the right field pipe, but the right fielder comes in and makes the play. Good play there by the right fielder. Boyles lines out to right. That'll bring up Blake Bear, the speedy second baseman.
Yeah, Blake covers a lot of territory at second base, really goes to his right and left very well, stops a lot of balls.
Bear stands in there at the right side of the plate, too. He's going to get a good look at this left-hander coming in there. It's wide outside. Ball one. Blake Bear, he's batting now in this first inning with one away. It's a 1-0 Colorado lead. First time that the Rathbun area team has been behind in this Midwest Plains Regional Tournament. Comebacker through the wicket between the legs of the first baseman. No play for the second baseman. And that was a good bit of running down the line by Blake Bear.
That scored a hit as it should be.
Yeah, that will be scored a hit. It just, I mean, it was a line shot right to the rubber. It actually hit the rubber, bounced between the pitcher's legs, and that rubber slowed it up enough that the shortstop coming over was unable to make the play. So Ethan Gray stands in. He's a left-handed batter. Caleb Gray. Sorry about that. E and Caleb. I get excited at these baseball games, Brad. Not near as excited as wrestling, though.
Yeah.
We do want to thank all the folks listening in on KIICRadio.com and KIIC 96.7 Thunder Country. Great left side. Oh, that is a shot between center and left. It's going to go all the way to the fence.
I think Bear's there.
Bear's around the fence. He's getting waved home, folks. There's not going to be a play at the plate. A stand-up triple for Kay Gray. He slid, but he didn't need to. Now, that was a good piece of left-handed hitting. He went the other way with it. Hit it deep in the gap between center and left. It was the left field gap all the way to the fence. Caleb Gray in with an RBI triple. That ties the game.
Happens that fast.
That was really two great hits there. you know, a hard smash there by Blake Bear to get on, and then Caleb Gray just really doing it. That ball carried very well.
Yes, it did.
So Victor Sanders Jr. stands in there with him. Opportunity on third base. It's over the head. It's over the head. That is a pass ball. Wild pitch, excuse me. And Caleb Gray scores. Your score now, 2-1. Rafa Arias takes the lead here in the bottom of the first inning. And that will be scored. A wild pitch on the pitcher. Cruz Vega just looked like he was trying to throw a curveball there, and it slipped out of his hand, and it was 3 feet over the catcher's head.
Victor got in his head a little bit on that one. He'll settle down here, I'm sure.
Well, this is championship baseball, folks. It's the Colorado State Champions, but we are dealing with 14-year-olds. And there is a ball.
Just out of play behind us here. Victor had a good cut at that.
That might have been the hardest ball we've seen thrown the whole tournament, Brad. That was really coming in there from the left-hander to the left-hander. Victor
There's
was right.
There's a tent set up right in front of us in the bleacher, so it's hard for us to see the speed gun. I know it's easier for me. I'll try to help a little bit there. Joe, the top of the tent's right in his line of sight.
Vic stands in there now. He's got a 2-1 count after that ball, too.
Strike two. They call that a strike.
They called that a strike. Looked like it was a little bit low, but I'm not the umpire. Umpiring has been exceptional here at this tournament. So Vic down in the count, 1-2. Raffinary leads 2-1. And swing and a miss for Victor Sanders. The first strikeout of the game for the Colorado, Lamar Colorado team. That brings in Hugh Sinclair, the speedy center fielder. He had a fine play to end that threat in the first inning from Colorado.
Yes, he did. Covered a lot of territory on that.
Sinclair stands in there at the right-hand batter's box, the back of the box. Cruz, the left-hander, out of line, delivers, and it's a foul back to the screen, out of play. So 0-1 the count on Hugh Sinclair.
I want a big thank you to Drew Schofield, Caleb, and Hughes both using his bat. He let them bring it out here to the tournament, so they've been using it during Babe Ruth in high school. So,
well, thanks to all the Schofields. I know they're big supporters of Rathman Area Athletics. Outside is ball one, so it's 1-1 with two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. Hugh Sinclair bats with the bases empty. Rathman Area, a couple of hits and a pass ball. They lead this game 2-1. The left-hander gets a sign. He delivers. No, ball two.
Just got to be patient today at the plate a little bit, and I think we're going to get some pitches where we want them if we're patient.
I think so, too. Want to shout out to some folks that texted in here. Joni Murphy, hello from Gidding, Nebraska. Brian Crawl and his family, hello as well. There's another ball low, so it's 3-1 now for Hugh Sinclair. He'll be looking for a pitch to drive here with a hitter's count. The left-hander, Cruz Vega, steps on top. Pitcher from the line, the left-hander deals. Inside. Excuse me, that was a strike. So 3-2 the count.
Let's say hi to Michael West. He's listening in on the internet, KIC.com.
Once again, the left-hander gets his sign. Didn't like the first one, liked the second one. Curveball, and it's
a hit.
Single. Over the shortstop's right up on the
cover. Yep.
Just enough air underneath that little blooper that the shortstop was able to make a fine play. So we go to the second inning. Your Rathman Area Iowa champions got two runs on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We'll be right back with the second inning from Gidding, Nebraska. Don't go anywhere.
This is Dina LaRue with a message from Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Electrical safety awareness can help keep summer outdoor activities from becoming disasters. Remember, water and electricity do not mix. To avoid electrical hazards during warm weather, make sure you understand safety procedures during lightning storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, and when around water. Lightning strikes, power outages, and electrical hazards in the aftermath of storms are often the causes of deaths and injuries during the summer months. So please, be safe and have a great summer from your Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
and we're bringing you live regional baseball action in the 14-year-old Babe Ruth tournament in Gearing, Nebraska at Horican Trail Park. Really a lot of history here, Brad Gray. Joe Sinclair here with Brad Gray bringing it to you. Wonderful bunch of history here at Gearing, Nebraska.
It's where the, you probably know a little better than I do, but where the wagon trains came across and they split here, is that what you said? Just, I think we've seen signs going different directions as we're coming in.
The wagon trains would come through. They were led by oxen, and some of them went to Utah and Oregon. They went north, and some of them went to California, and they cut and went through the Rocky Mountains at a south pass. But this is where the trails met and parted. Lamar's going to lead off here with their third baseman, Jeb Schroeder. Jeb Schroeder steps in there. He's going up against Rathbun Area's Quinn McClurg to start this second inning.
He's come a little high on that, ball one.
McClurg, his misses are high.
He needs a little bigger staff. Just follow through a little more.
A little bit of follow through. I'm sure that the coaches were talking to him about that. There's ball inside, hit him. So the third baseman for Colorado reaches by way of a hit by pitch.
He didn't like it.
But one of the host families, and the host families out here, folks, the way that it works with Babe Ruth, you have a host town, and the host town has families that house and feed the players. And the Rathbun Area team has got a great set of host families. They're all on one block in a cul-de-sac. Last night they had a barbecue for all the parents that made the long trip from Rathbun Area over, and it was a very nice feed. Very nice.
Very beautiful. Yeah, I had a lot of food, a lot of different things, some elk and elk sticks and a lot of different things. A lot of hunting goes on out here.
That elk was kind of like pulled pork. There's a swinging bunt. The pitcher grabs, fires the first. It's a great play by Zach Fetcher, and he records the out. Zach Fetcher, once again, with a great stretch and pitching by a fourth of a step. I mean, that was not even a fourth of a step, and really, those swinging bunts are hard to defend. Yeah. Ben McClurg, cat quick, off the mound, fields it right in front of home plate, on the grass, bare hands, throws across, and records the out. So with one out, we got a man on second base, brings in the number 8 hitter, Derek Flower. Derek Flower is the second baseman in today's game for the Colorado team. McClurg deals, curveball, strike one. Now he's getting that thing over. That's a really good pitch there by Quinn McClurg to get in front of this.
Yeah, you want to stay ahead if you can.
Especially with a guy out there on second base. There's one down now here. McClurg, high with that same curveball. Looks like he might be setting him up for a fastball on the outside part of the plate. Let's see what the catcher, Tristan Long, calls for McClurg here with a 1-1 count, one out, and a man on second base. 2-1, you're out in the area. And McClurg stepped off, had him picked off, but nobody covering. So a really nifty move there by the right-hander McClurg. That should help keep that.
Make him think about it anyway.
Yeah. Nobody holding again, and there's a nearly hit by pitch. Spinning out of the way was the second baseman, Derek Flower, from Colorado. It was a curveball that just didn't curve.
I don't see how it missed him. He just spun in the right time.
I think he was spinning at the right time, and it was curving just enough to miss him. There's a curveball on the outside corner plate. Swinging through it is Flower, and he evens the count with that swing and a miss at 2-2. So 2-2, one out. Man on second base for Colorado. We're in the visiting half of the second inning. Timeout called by the batter. McClurg was a little long between getting his sign and checking the runner at second and coming to the plate, so Flower, the second baseman for Colorado, steps out of the box. Umpire gives him time. Now McClurg's ready to deal. And from the stretch, he throws a curveball inside full count now, 3-2. That ball just barely missed Brett.
Yep.
I think we'll get that call a little bit later on today.
The umpire's in front of me. I couldn't really see how close it was. I know the batter turned out.
A beautiful field here at Oregon Trail Park. There's a foul back to the screen. Still 3-2.
That was a little help on our part. Or I think that was a little high. Fortunately, he swung at it.
Yeah, that was a little bit high, but that high hard one is hard to hold off of when you got two strikes on you. The dimensions here at Oregon Trail Park were 325 down the left field line, 360 to dead center, 320 down the right field line. A beautiful grass infield ballpark, well-maintained, watered, irrigated. Now, there's a line shot. Jackson Boyles has a beat on it, though. He records the second out.
That helps a lot.
Really a nifty bit of outfielding here for Rathman area in the early going here at Gearing, Nebraska. The pitcher bats ninth for Colorado. Cruz Vega, he's up with two outs and a man on second base. The left-hander steps in. He'll face Quinn McClure from the stretch. There's an outside pitch, pops up. Long his chase, can't quite get to it.
About 2 or 3 feet out of reach there. Good hustle.
Good hustle there. So Tristan Long, he comes back to his catcher's position to retrieve his mask, flips the ball to his battery mate, Quinn McClurg. McClurg steps across the line, not on the line, on his trip back to the mound. McClurg adjusts his hat, stares down the runner at second base, throws over, back in time.
Sometimes you get a runner kind of dazing off looking at the clouds or the trees, and you might pick one off like that.
Good job there by Blake there, sneaking in behind the runner. They almost picked him off there, Brad.
Yeah.
So, no one count here. McClurg brings it.
Yeah, good strike.
Good spot there. And really, a little bit of sloppy play there for Rathman area. The throwback to the pitcher nearly went over the pitcher's head, but an athletic jump by the cat like Quinn McClurg prevents the ball from squirting into center field.
So we're at no balls, two strikes here.
And an inside pitch fouled off of the bat, out of play to the right side.
That was a tough pitch to get a bat on.
That was an off-speed delivery. Really a good, hard-sinking slider there. McClurg's got a nice array of pitches. He's got that slider that he can throw in on the hands of the left-handed batter, and that was a good pitch. He got his jersey. That was just a bit of bad luck there, Brad, because the count was 0-2.
Yeah, that brings the top of the order for it for them.
But McClurg was going to try to get him off the plate there and then strike him out with that outside pitch. It just barely grazed his jersey.
Caleb Hansen, the leadoff hitter, the right fielder, steps in right now.
Hansen walked his first time up and scored the only run for the Colorado team. They trail this one 2-1 with two outs in the top of the first inning, or excuse me, top of the second inning. Quinn McClurg on the mound for the Rathman area Rebel All-Stars. He deals curveball inside.
Oh, that pitch didn't look too bad to me.
Well, I've noticed that when he misses with that curveball, it's always on the right, you know, in on the right-handed hitters, outside on the left-handed hitters. He got the pitcher, Cruz Vega, to swing at that a couple of times and got ahead in the count. But coming inside on the brushback pitch, was unable to avoid the hit-by-pitch.
We need to have some strikes now. It's 2-0. Runners on first and second, so we don't want to load the bases here. We need to make them do something with the bat.
Colorado's still looking for their first hit. They've had four runners in this game, two walks and two hit by pitch. And there is a fastball outside, just missing the outside corner. 3-0 now on the leadoff hitter for the Colorado team, Caleb Hansen. He bats with two men on base and two men out. So McClurg's just going to be trying to look for something here to get a strike and maybe try to have the second strike hit in play and record this third out. And that's
way wide.
Be recorded as a wild pitch if there was a man on third there that would have scored the run. So Colby Salisbury, the center fielder for Colorado, steps in. He bats with the bases loaded. Billy Anderson is going to come out and have a word with his struggling right-handed pitcher, Quinn McClurg. And McClurg right now has a no-hitter going, Brad.
Yeah, got a no-hitter.
Got a no-hitter going, but we got the bases loaded full of Colorado's, and we're going to have a pitching change here. Pitching change is going to come to you courtesy of the First Iowa State Bank. The First Iowa State Bank is proud to be your hometown banker. They've been serving the area for business, agriculture, and personal loans for over a century. That's First Iowa State Bank on the square in Albia, Iowa. said we're going to have Caleb Gray come in from right field, and Quinn McClurg, he goes out there. Says, oh, Caleb Gray is taking his warm-up tosses. We'll send it back to the studios for these messages. The situation when we come back, it's going to be the bases loaded with the Colorado Lamar team and 1-2 deficit for Colorado. Raffinieri trying to hold on to this lead. We'll be right back.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has the new 2011 Hoyt CRX bow in stock and ready for you. The CRX Hoyt bow has new camo on the riser and limbs and blends well with the fall foliage. Stop in today and check out lower prices on this CRX Hoyt bow. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has the airline-approved Vanguard or Plano hard cases for your new Hoyt bow to help protect your investment. Bluff Creek Archery, Washington Avenue East in Albia, 932-2422, 932-2422.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
And in the beautiful low humidity, 80-degree heat, it takes Caleb Gray no time to get his warm-ups in, and he'll pitch from the stretch with the bases loaded. There is a ball over the low, ball one on the catcher, Darren Cook. Darren Cook bats with the bases loaded. Excuse me, that still falls for him. And there's a weak grounder to the second baseman. Okay. And there's the first damage here for Raffinieri. That was an error. Really a tough play for either the first baseman or the second baseman. But the first baseman, catcher, he got over there to it. Pitcher covering, but couldn't quite handle that. So now it's going to run. The bases are still loaded. And really, that was what Raffinieri was looking for, a little weak grounder. Just kind of hitting to no man's land there, though. Not really a swinging bunt, but a tough play nonetheless. So 2-2 your score now. Bases are still loaded with Colorado players. Now Darren Cook, the catcher, steps in. He'll back on the right side of the plate, going against the right-hander from Raffinieri. Comebacker up the middle. Knocked down by Gray, and he records the out. And really a great fielding play there, Brad, by Caleb Gray.
Knocked it down.
He knocked it down, and that was a base hit if he doesn't knock it down. Knocked it down and went to the backside of the mound. He scampered back there and made a really good accurate throw over to first. Record the out in plenty of time. That's the thing about those comebackers, is they've got plenty of time to do it. We'll keep it with you here in between innings, folks. And anybody back home, in a minute or two, if you've got a pencil handy, we'll give you a web address, and you'll be able to view photographs that were taken by the official photographer for the tournament here. And any folks back home that want to purchase these, the photographer just happens to be one of the host families, a super guy named Joey Orozco. And I believe your boy's staying with him, isn't he?
That's Caleb's there. And as a matter of fact, just remember yesterday's game, the play at second base where the runner never tagged up and we got out of that by an out. We thought the coaches shot it, but actually it was Joey. He was kind of, we didn't know there's a little animosity between the Gehring and the Scott's Bluff. You know, they play each other all the time, so he was glad to help us out on that deal. I hope we're not getting him in trouble here. But
well, that's quite a rivalry between Gehring and Scott's Bluff. The only thing between Gehring, Nebraska, and Scott's Bluff, Nebraska, is the North Platte River. And that is not a wide river, but I say that the tensions run pretty deep across it because it's a nice rivalry. And we enjoyed being a part of it yesterday as we knocked out the Nebraska state champion Scott's Bluff team. That web address for you. And these photos will be uploaded this evening, so don't go on there now and expect to see them. But the web address is www.ophoto.smugmug.com. So that's ophoto.smugmug.com. And that'd be Joey Orozco's website. And he'll have those photos uploaded this evening, he said. So Colorado finishes their warm-ups, Brad. and we're going to start this bottom half of the second inning all over again. 2-2 the score. And Colorado's still looking for their first hit, Brad.
Yep. That's amazing, isn't it?
Well, they've had two walks. Was it three hit by pitch? Two hit by pitch in an error.
Yeah. That one is, Zach covered a lot of territory getting over there. He probably should have maybe let Blake take it. Blake went to first because he seen Zach was going to get it, but Zach's body momentum was carrying him towards second, so it's hard to get turned around and get everything in motion there. So.
Yeah. So leading off here in the bottom half of the second inning, Tristan Long, the Rappin area catcher, really had a lot of action there behind the plate so far today. Cruz Vega, the lanky 14-year-old left-hander from Lamont, Colorado, spins and deals. There's a strike over the inside corner of the plate. 0-1 on Tristan Long. Yeah, it looks like Vega might be catching his stride here. I think we're a really good fastball hitting team.
Yeah.
There's a fastball in for the strike. Long's down 0-2. But we are a good fastball hitting team, the Rafton area Rebels. Looks to me like if Cruz Vega is going to be living off that fastball, we'll turn some of them around here. There's another fastball. Misses the inside. And it's 1-2 on Tristan Long. 2-2 your score here. Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray bringing you live Midwest Plains Regional 14-year-old Babe Ruth baseball action from Gehring, Nebraska, Oregon Trail Park.
Where is that? Outside right there. So
that pitch misses outside. These two teams are in the winner's bracket. Rathbun area advanced with a hard-fought 2-1 victory. There's a foul back to the screen, still 2-2.
Fighting now?
Yeah, just fighting it off. Rathbun area here on a 2-1 win over the Scotts Bluff, Nebraska state champions. Colorado cruised over the Boonville, Missouri state champion team, 11-1.
There we go. Full count now. Tristan's being patient.
And it looks like Vega, his misses here, Brad, have been low and inside. I know Tristan Long likes that inside pitch to pull.
Yes, he does.
Let's see if he doesn't cut one over the inside half of the plate. And there's one right at the middle, a solid single for Tristan Long. He makes a big turn at first base, and he'll be standing there with a leadoff single for Rathbun area, bringing up that pitcher.
6 inches more, and Vega would have had to wear that.
Yep.
It just missed his hip zone.
Hunter DeMoss does a nice job as the bat boy for Rathbun area, scampering out there and picking up that bat. We'd like to see that again. So Betch steps in there, Tristan Long on first base with nobody out. 2-2 tie, bottom of the second inning.
Center fielder's not respect them. They're moving in.
Betcher just misses his dip. Looks like he pulled his head a fraction there. That fastball was a fraction high. Betcher swings and fouls it back to the screen, so your count is 0-1 on Zach Betcher.
Yeah, the right fielder, center fielder is really playing pretty shallow. They must not hit it as far as we do in Iowa a lot of times, I guess.
It's a high fly ball. It's way back. The left fielder can't make the play. And Tristan Long. Long was holding up to see if that ball was going to be caught. And,
yeah. Had to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, he had to do that.
That's the longest single I've seen, probably, all three. Yeah.
Yeah. Scored a single for Zach Fetcher. That was a very long single to the track. Really a great job by the left fielder.
He covered a lot of territory.
Yeah, he covered a lot of territory. If he'd been playing a little bit deeper, I think he would have had a play on that ball. That brings in
Colt Kirby,
the third baseman. Colt Kirby, is he my Moravia boy or Moulton boy? Moulton boy.
Yep.
So we got back-to-back Moulton players here, Fetcher and Kirby. Let's see if Kirby can't get a hold of the Cruz Vega fastball here and turn it around. There's one right in there for a strike. 1-1 the count on Colt Kirby.
Colt gets hold of him. He can drive it a long ways.
Both
these boys can.
Zach Fetcher really gave that one a ride. That was the longest ball we've seen hit by a Rathbun area player so far. Nobody out here. First and second for Rathbun area. And there's a pitch that catches the inside corner of the plate. Kirby down the count now 1-2.
We need to stay tough here and really put some runs on the board this inning.
Now there's a golf swing, stepped on the base, say the fielder's choice. Just a really protective swing there with two strikes. Kirby kind of had to. So we got a little bit more speed on the bases now, Brad.
Yes.
Chris Amonga did a great job of getting on the bases, but like most catchers, my son Wilson included, not usually the fastest kids on the team.
Got our leadoff hitter coming up now. Oh, no, this is Quinn.
Quinn McClure, the right fielder. He's laying down a bunt. He lays down a bunt with one out. Looks like he was bunting for a hit there, Brad.
Yeah.
The bunt is foul. So it's 0-1 on Quinn McClure. Quinn pitched 1 2/3 inning to start the game. He went to right field with the bases loaded. An error allowed Colorado to squeeze across the tying run. Now, there's a strike on the outside corner of the plate. Swung right through was Quinn McClure. So he got on two with one away here. First and second for Rathman area in the bottom of the second inning. So McClure, he'll step in there with two strikes on him. He's going to protect out of the stretch is Cruz Vega.
That was a solid hit
in the gap between first and second. And that's it for the run. Here comes Zach Fletcher. And the throw in is high, and standing up is Quinn McClure with a one-out seeing-eye double. They might score that a single and an error on the right fielder because it did get past the right fielder there. That extra base would probably be on the right fielder, but a nice piece of hitting there. Two strikes on Quinn McClure. He got a ball over the outside half of the plate, went the other way with it, and hit a solid line drive in the hole between first and second. Got past the right fielder, allowed Fletcher to score from second.
That was a big hit. That really put us in a good spot. We've got runners on second and third, and we're top of the order.
The first pitch to Jackson Boyle, the leadoff hitter for the Raffinary team, is on the exact same spot that McClure hit to the opposite way. So Boyle shows bunt. He bunts down the
suicide.
The sweet board. Nobody tried to first.
Although we should have.
McClure tries to score from third on the throw down to first, and he is tagged out. So the score now is going to be 4-2 Raffinary with two outs. You're going to have Jackson Boyle standing on first base with the suicide squeeze single. McClure, he tried to score from second on that suicide squeeze. He rounded third base, and the catcher threw to the second baseman, finally covering when Boyle was scampering down the line. The throw was late, but the second baseman very alertly throws back home, and McClure was out by a mile. Now there's an opposite field by Boyle's right to the first baseman, and that'll end the exciting second inning.
Bill took responsibility for that. He was pointing. He sent him. It was the coach who sent him.
Coach taking responsibility for that, but
it happens.
A couple of great manufactured runs there for Rathman area. The suicide squeeze works for Rathman area. They lead this one 4-2, and we're going to go back to the station, give you some excellent messages from our wonderful sponsors, and thank you for listening in on KIICradio.com and KIIC Thunder Country 96.7. We'll be back right after this quick commercial break.
Congratulations. You found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
This is Dina LaRue with a message from Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Electrical safety awareness can help keep summer outdoor activities from becoming disasters. Remember, water and electricity do not mix. To avoid electrical hazards during warm weather, make sure you understand safety procedures during lightning storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, and when around water. Lightning strikes, power outages, and electrical hazards in the aftermath of storms are often the causes of deaths and injuries during the summer months. So please, be safe and have a great summer from your Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray bringing you Babe Ruth action. It's the Rathman area team. with a 4-2 lead as we start the third inning against the Lamar Colorado State champions. Game's going pretty quickly in spite of all the base running that we've had, Brad.
Yes.
Caleb Gray finishes his warm-up tosses. The throw down by Tristan Long around the horn. Back to the pitcher, Caleb Gray. And we are ready to start the third inning. Shortstop, Jake Spect.
I believe this is the boy that hit the home run the other day, yesterday. If I remember, it was number 3. He's the one who hit that, I think it was 2-1 home run or whatever it was to end the game.
2 or 3, yeah. Well, Raffinieri is showing him some respect. There's a nice little cutter in there for a strike. 0-1 on the Colorado shortstop, Jake Spect.
He flew out to Jackson Boyles and left his first time up.
There's another fastball. Snagged nicely by Cole Kirby at third base. A long throw over, just after it, and out. And the shot went on the infield for the Raffinieri All-Star team. The Iowa State champions is evident, Brad.
Yes.
They saw a great play there by their corner man, Cole Kirby, and responded with cheers. So a really nifty play there. Kirby had to go the other way. Did a pirouette and an accurate throw to first, got him by a step. There's a foul back to the screen. 0-1 on Brent Crampton, the first baseman for the Lamar, Colorado team. 4-2 is your score here. We're bringing you this live 14-year-old Babe Ruth regional action. It's Rathbun area Iowa champions versus Lamar, Colorado champions. Inside is ball one. 1-1 now the count. Caleb Gray pitching for the Rathbun team.
That made him think about it a little bit.
That pitch was
brushbacks.
That was a brushback letter high. Let's see if he doesn't try to paint the outside corner. He sets up there, but the pitch is high for ball two. 2-1 now. Nobody on. One out. We're in the third inning, the top of three.
Oops, that's flipped.
There's a pitch back to the screen. Nothing hurt. 3-1, your count now. Tristan Long evens out the dirt behind the plate. Gets in his crouch. Gray looks in for the sign. He gets it. And from the stretch, delivers inside ball four.
He let off that too much and tried to aim it. Just missed.
You know, sometimes Caleb pitches from the line, and then he was pitching from the stretch. Is there a reason why sometimes a pitcher decides to go from the line and sometimes from the stretch?
Maybe he feels more comfortable with it, but sometimes a stretch will help you to get your mechanics down a little bit, get you thrown across your body better sometimes, and don't know.
Well, this brings in the third baseman, Jeb Schroeder. I believe he fired out his first time, didn't he, Brad, or did he draw?
He got hit.
He got hit by a pitch.
Gray throws over to first, check the runner.
Nice little dig there by Betcher. Quinn McClurg, he was hustling over from right field to back that play up. Really like to see those.
He's a smart right fielder.
There's a pitch outside. Gray struggling with his control a little bit here as we start the third inning.
He threw something like 60 pitches yesterday, so I don't know if he's a little tight.
I'm sure he'll get it across here. Right-hand batter stands in and takes wide for ball two, 2-0. The pace here is really quick. Long gets it back quickly, gets in his crouch, delivers a sign, and practically immediately, Frey delivers a nice off-speed delivery there. That looked like a straight change, Brad.
Yes, it did.
That's over for strike one. 2-1 your count now. The man at first is Brent Crampton. He's there with one away.
Just gave up on that and just didn't follow through. Way high.
3-1 to count now on the third baseman, Jeb Schroeder. The defensive alignment here for the Raffinieri team is the same one that they used for much of the game yesterday. There's a ball inside, ball four. So first and second now. Pedal walks issued by Caleb Gray. Ball's going to go out there and talk to him, and we'll give you the defense now. In left field, we've got Jackson Boyles, Houston Clarence center, Quinn McClary in right. Colt Kirby has third base duties. Victor Sanders Jr. at short. Blake Barrett second. First baseman, Zach Betcher and the battery of Caleb Gray pitching to Tristan Long. That's your Rathbun area rebel. So with one away, Gray climbs on top to face the left fielder, Draven Hotame.
He grounded out to the pitcher last.
There's ball outside. Hotame. We had one of the Colorado parents up here giving us phonetics for some of these players. So Adame is up in the count 1-0. Gray looking to get even with this first. And there's a line shot. And a double play. Cole Kirby pulled off.
We got that first out. We got the second out.
Cole Kirby with a nice snag of the line drive right over the third base bag. He guns it over to second. And narrowly getting back was Brent Crampton. I thought
I believe it was pulled off the bag just a little bit. Yeah.
The throw was on time, but the umpire said that it pulled Blake Bayer's leg off the bag. Still a nifty play there by Cole Kirby.
Yes.
And a nice job of Blake Bayer by getting over there and
get that second out.
Yeah. So two away now. 4-2 the lead for Rathbun area. Outside. Oh, that's called a strike.
That was the ball last time, but it's a strike this time, so we'll take it.
Well, I'm not going to say anything bad about these umpires, bad because they have been consistent.
Yes.
And they do have a large strike zone.
Might have nipped that front corner.
I think all the players know that it's a big strike zone. It makes them swing at the ball more. And I really like that. And there's a ball pass by Long. He can't corral it. And the runner from second goes over to third. That was one of those partially blocked balls in the dirt. That evens the count 1-1. A ball and strike now to the second baseman, Derek Flower. Flower steps in there with a man on first, a man on third, two away in this third inning. There's a ball narrowly missing outside, 2-1 the count.
That was on the plate more than the other, so it might have been a little low, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it looked like Long had to go down there for that. Tristan Long doing a nice job catching there. That last pitch that got past him a little bit there, that is a strike. Nope, that must have been high.
We're about 20 feet above the ground here probably, and it's kind of hard for us to picks the depth up sometimes.
So that high ball makes the count 3-1. Caleb Gray looks in, gets the sign he wants, checks the runner at third. Inside, that's another walk. Well, Colorado has still not gotten a hit, Brad, but they've got the bases full, threatening here in the third inning.
We've helped them.
Yeah, and You like to see a nice, clean, played baseball game, but it is a bunch of 14-year-olds.
Now we got their pitcher, Cruz Vega, stepping in. He was hit last time.
Vega steps in there, batting from the left side. And there's a nice pitch for a strike by Caleb Gray. So Vega is going to be down in the count here, 0-1. Bases are loaded with Colorado players. 0-1 the count on the pitcher, Cruz Vega. Inside is ball one. 1-1 now. We got the speedy Brent Crampton, their first baseman over there on third. He's looking for anything that'll bring him home. And there's a line shot foul down the first baseline.
So ball two strikes. We're running the count here. We need to do something. We need to put him away right here.
1-2 the count. Rathbun area leads this one 4-2. Colorado trying to get something going here. Three walks in the inning have got the bases loaded with two away. Caleb Gray looks in, gets a sign from the stretch. He deals. And there's a looper. Could be trouble. It's Powell. A foul ball. And that was one that we probably could have handled.
Yeah, Quinn misjudged it. He ran in too far, and it went behind him about 5 feet, looks like.
Well, the beautiful thing about that one, Brad, is it was a foul ball.
Yeah, the sun looks like it's kind of in their eyes.
Right. Yeah, that might have been an angle of the sun there. The count is still 1-2. That was an off-speed delivery that the left-hander really got around on. Wouldn't be surprised to see the fastball on the outside part of the plate now try to strike him out with something here away. And that was away. That's a fastball all the way to the fence, and that's going to score the run. So the advancers all advance one base. Wild pitch on Caleb Gray makes the score 4-3. We still got a 2-2 count on the batter. It's the pitcher, Cruz Vega. And the Rathbun area sure has helped out Colorado here today, Brad. All three of the runs have come via
unearned. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think that they would be earned because wild pitches count as earned runs. And there's a strikeout. And so there's a strikeout to end the inning. So, four. Colorado, they scored one run on no hits, no errors, two left on base, and three walks. So, as we go to the bottom half of the third, Rathbun area is still leading this thing, 4-3. And excitement. There's not going to be anybody pulling away in this one here. It doesn't look to me like that. What do you think?
No. Well, I think we could settle down here. Caleb's got one more inning left. And then I don't know who they're going to bring in. Possibly Victor. Victor has three. So we're in a good position here. If Caleb gets settled down, he's been struggling with his finger that blistered a little bit. And I know it's bothering the way he's holding his hand. But if we get one more inning out of him and stay in this, and we know we can hit their pitcher, it seems like, so far. So hopefully we'll hang in here.
Well, Victor, he might be our insurance man, like Jim Chapman, a State Farm insurance is
positive. Good insurance.
It's always nice to have a little insurance policy for things that might go wrong. And Rathbun area gets in a little bit of trouble here. We've got Victor Sanders Jr., arguably one of the best pitchers in the state of Iowa at the 14-year-old level. So we're also sponsored by Tracy Cassidy. She's a Monroe County recorder, and she's a proud supporter of the Rathbun area Rebels. And we want to thank Tracy Cassidy, the Monroe County Recorder, for their support to help bring these broadcasts to you back home.
Yep, it's good.
Nancy Cassidy, she's at Advantage Real Estate. Needing to buy a home, maybe looking for an investment property. Nancy Cassidy at Advantage Real Estate, she knows where the good values are, and she's a very good person to list your property with. A lot of clients that come to Albia go to the west side of the square and Advantage Real Estate. So as we start the home half of the third inning, Caleb Gray will come to the plate. He'll be batting from the left side of the plate. Rathbun area leading this thing, 4-3. For Rathbun area here, we'll have Gray, Sanders, and Sinclair. If anybody gets on, Chris Malone. What do you say we put up a crooked number here, Brad? Score 3 or 4.
Nice to have 4 this inning.
Gray stands in there. The left-hander winds and deals. And there's a fine shot just foul down the left field line. That was about the same place that the pitch that he hit for the double last time went.
Yep.
Gray is 1-for-1 with a double. Am I right on that? Or triple? Triple. He scored the triple.
Steps in, ready for the pitch.
0-1 to count, and he just fouls that one away. Really good pitch there by Cruz Vega, and he's up in the count now, 0-2.
Pitch was a little elevated in the strike zone, and Caleb fouled it back.
Looked like he's trying to go the other way with that pitch, too, and kind of got in on his hands there. A lot of times with a left-handed pitcher, you don't expect to see that pitch come in on the left-handers, but that one sure did. And there's one he tried to pull. He gets around on it to the second baseman. He grabs and throws him by step. Records the out, 4-3. So Gray grounds out. He hustles back to the dugout. Victor Sanders steps in. Vic's the lanky shortstop today. We were talking about him at the break a little bit. We'll do the insurance policy here for Rathbun area against this fine Colorado State champion team from Lamar, Colorado. And we want to thank all those folks from Lamar that are listening in on KIICradio.com. Everybody at home can listen on 96.7 KIIC Thunder Country. And everybody that knows somebody down there in Centerville, if you're listening in Centerville, make sure that everybody down there in Centerville knows that the big footprint from Thunder Country KIIC sure stomps out Centerville. So we're bringing you this action from Deering, Nebraska. There's a ball inside, even the count on Victor Sanders, 1-1. 1-1 off a Rathbun area shortstop, Victor Sanders. Or as I like to say, Victor Sanders Jr.
Yep. That's called strike two.
That was a big sweeper there.
I think Victor liked that. It was a little bit low, too. But
it worked across the outside corner of the plate.
Victor's going to get his pitch here.
So with a 1-2 count, Sanders steps in. Holds the bat above his head. Back of the box. Out of the wind. a high fastball swung and missed by Victor Sanders. And that's one of the things with two strikes on you, you got to swing at that pitch. That's a hard one to catch up with.
Well, we can have a two-out rally here.
We can have a two-out rally. Hugh Sinclair, the speedy center fielder, looking for his first hit of the tournament. He stands in there with nobody on and two out here in the bottom of the third inning with a 4-3 Rathbun area lead. Now, there's a bloop again.
He's going to get it.
There's a bloop again. And a loud catch by the right fielder. Just a fantastic play there by the right fielder. And that gives some enthusiasm to the Colorado crowd. A great running catch. The right fielder erases a nice little loop there by the Rathbun area center fielder. So we're going to go to the fourth inning. 4-3 your score. Rathbun area on top.
Dr. Michael Colin Judge, Doctor of Chiropractic, is where you can go with neck, back, or muscular problems. Chiropractic medicine treats the source of the problems with manipulation and patient education. Dr. Judge has the experience to help you get back into a healthy way of life throughout treatment, education, and on your way to feeling new again. Dr. Michael Colin Judge is a proud sponsor of the Albia Athletics, working together for a healthier you. Albia's Family Shoes and Sporting Goods is your go-to store for all your local team apparel. When you're looking for that fun and fabulous way to support your teams, why not do it the right way with apparel from head to toe? You can find it all at Family Shoes and Sporting Goods in Albia.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
And we're going to the fourth inning here, Rathbun area, with a no-hitter going. But the no-hitter at 14-year-old Babe Ruth back today does not always equate to no runs.
No runs, that's not every time.
A lot of walks and hit-by-pitches here by the Rathbun area hurlers has kept Colorado in this game. It's 4-3 and really a fine defensive play out there in right field. A great running catch by the leadoff hitter here, Caleb Hansen. And he's going to step in with his team trailing 4-3 as the fourth inning begins. Caleb Gray is still on the mound for our Rathbun area All-Stars. Be great to get one more good inning out of him, Brad.
This is his last inning. Yep, he's eligible for only seven innings every other game. So we don't want to have to bring somebody else in like to see him just finish out this inning.
And the first pitch is
strike.
The strike on the inside corner of the plate. Hansen down in the count, 0-1. Home plate umpire takes his position behind the Albia catcher, Tristan Long. Caleb Gray pitches from the stretch, outside, ball one. 1-1 to count.
Caleb's throwing in the mid-60s, about 66 mile an hour average, looks like. I've been checking it several times.
There's a solid line drive snagged nicely by Victor Sanders. He gloves it with two hands and to the pitcher, Caleb Gray. One out now here in the top of the fourth inning. How about a 1-2-3, Brad Gray?
That would be a good inning. Yeah, we haven't had one today. Be nice to start getting those.
Colby Salisbury, the speedy center fielder, steps in.
He's walked and got on by error.
And there's a ball high. That one there, the umpire hesitated a little bit before he made the call, but he got it right. The catcher's glove had to go above his mask. That's usually a ball. There's one on the inside corner now on the left-handed batter. 1-1, the count's even. Caleb Gray hurling here in the fourth inning for the Rathbun area Iowa State champions. They're up against the Lamar Colorado champions. Rathbun area leads this one 4-3 here in the top of the fourth inning. Swing and a miss. 1-2 the count, and really fooled by that off-speed pitch there.
Yeah, he was way ahead of that.
Colby Salisbury.
Like he's taking inventory right now.
See if we can't strike him out. Tristan Long sets up on the inside part of the plate.
Oh, yeah.
And a curveball over the center of the plate, and the batter had given up on that thing when it was about head high, and it dropped in there beautifully. That would have been a really tough pitch to hit.
Yeah,
even if he had decided to swing at it.
Caleb hasn't used the curve much today because he's kind of a little struggling with his control, but he evidently felt confident up there to get it and fell right in.
Well, when you got a guy 2-0-2, it's 1-2, it's easy to throw that funny pitch. There's a ball on the outside corner.
Yeah, that's right.
And just too bad Cale Gray doesn't have a few more innings this year, Brad Gray, because he has really found his rhythm.
Yes.
Retiring the first two batters here in the fourth inning.
No balls, one strike here with Darren Cook.
Darren Cook, the catcher, fouls it back to the screen. He's down 0-2 now. And Caleb Gray really throwing the ball well.
And Darren's wondering if he's going to see that curveball now, and that's good. If you start mixing your pitches up, make the hitter start to think. They just can't.
Long sets up on the outside part of the plate. Great deals, and it's a fast drive right down the middle. Ruin passing. Two strikeouts in the inning for Caleb Gray, and we're going to go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Ralph and Eddie leading 4-3, and any momentum that Colorado might have had from that fine defensive play is gone now after the 1-2-3 inning. We're going to send it back to the studio. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's 4-3 Ralph and Eddie. We're going to the bottom of the fourth from Penning, Nebraska. Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray bringing you live baseball action. We'll be right back.
When you hot, you hot.
Your back sticking to your seat? The sweat beating up on your forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM-certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia. When you're not, you're not.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
And we're back, folks. It's a 4-3 Rathman area lead. Thanks to everyone that's tuning in Albia, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Centerville, Moravia, and Moulton. You're listening to your Rathman area Rebels take on the Colorado State champion, Lamar Colorado team. And Rathman area enjoys that 4-3 lead right now. They've banged out five hits off of the left-hander, Cruz Vega. He climbs on top, and he's ready to deliver the first pitch in the home half of the fourth inning to Tristan Long. Tristan Long stands in there from the right-hand side of the plate. He's catching for the Rathman area team today. Cruz gets the sign, and from the wind, throws it over the catcher's head, over his mitt, to the screen for ball one.
Unfortunately, over the umpire, he might have got a little dizzy on that. That's coming pretty hard.
A beautiful Oregon Trail Park here in Deering, Nebraska is our venue for today's game, and that's ball two wide to Tristan Long.
This is where Tristan thrives. He gets that two balls, no strike. He's going to set on that fastball, and he's looking for it right now.
He's in there. He gets that fastball, but it's too high to swing out with no strikes on him. And with a 3-0 count, I'd say Tristan Long's got the big sign.
Yeah, I don't know if Dad's going to let him swing away.
Billy Anderson out there coaching from third base, and there is a strike on the outside corner of the plate, and that was an off guy.
I was surprised
to see with a 3-0 count he didn't try to get his fastball over.
He didn't work three times in a row, so he wanted to try something different. You had to do that, I guess.
I'd say we'll see some heat coming here.
Nope.
That's a little off speed there. It must have dropped in there at the end. So that's a full count now, just along. Worked the count 3-0 and a couple of pitches on the corners. And he swings and misses at another high one. So that's a strikeout for Cruz Vega. He fell behind 3-0, but battled back to get that area catcher, Tristan Long.
He's got that ball coming out about a three-quarter slot there, and it has a little bit of movement on it, as a lot of left-handers balls do, the way they release the ball.
And I know Tristan's not going to be very happy about that strikeout, but really neither one of those two pitches that were called strikes would be a pitch that you'd swing at without two strikes on you.
Yeah.
Zach Betcher steps in. and he hits that bloop single, and that's going to be handled by the right fielder. He drops it, the same kid that made the fantastic play to end the third inning for Rathbun Area.
Scored a hit, though. Scored a hit.
It looks like he didn't get a real good break on that ball,
yeah.
Brad.
Like I say, the sun, we're in the box here, but it looks like the sun is right in the right fielder's eyes. And
the other thing, you know, the hardest ball for an outfielder to handle is one that's hit right at him.
Yeah.
That long running catch that he made to end the third inning was well down the line from him, and he made that play. That ball there was hit right at him. Looked like he got a bad jump, and he wasn't able to handle it. They scored a hit. Zach Betch is up there at first base for Colt Kirby. Colt swings through.
Uh-oh. Throw down the first. Just missing.
Great throw down there. What we saw there was a swing and a miss by Colt Kirby. Zach Besser leaning off towards second base. The throw down to the first baseman from the catcher was just late.
Colt hit to a fielder's choice last time.
And there's a pop-up on the infield.
Out of play.
Out of play.
It's kind of nice here, Joe, looking around, seeing all the flags, different flags here from different states, waving in the, got four of them down third baseline and four down first baseline.
Seven states are represented here.
Yeah.
We had a wonderful opening ceremonies last night. Our nation's flag was honored. We had a seven-gun salute from the American Legion. And there's a swing and a miss by Kirby, and he's down on strikes for the second out.
Kind of chased something a little low there, I think.
That brings in the right fielder, Quinn McClurg. He'll bat here in the bottom of the fourth inning with two outs. Zach Betcher on first base, and he's looking to pick him up here with something driven to the gap.
Quinn hit that ball over the second baseman's head last time up and got a double out of it.
I think with Betcher on. Now there's a ball in the gap. It's in the gap, and a nice play there by the center fielder to hold Betcher to second base. So another hit in the inning for Quinn McClurg. So with two outs, Jackson Voiles, the left fielder, comes in.
It's good to have top of the order here. They've got two outs. Jackson hits a nice clean one.
Jackson Voiles, a very good contact hitter. He likes to pull the ball.
Zach's got some speed out on second. He's a stockier, strong boy, but he can move. So I think a single scoring. He'll be running on the hit.
It's that second baseman. Now, there's a ball he tried to take the other way. Fouled it back, out of play, 0-1 to count on Jackson Voiles.
Jackson's a good smart hitter. He knows to go with the pitch. Had some good coaching from his dad, I think, along the way.
His dad, John Voiles, is one of our coaches here for the Rathbun area team. There's a throw down to first base, and if that throw would have been accurate, the runner at first, Quinn McClurg, would have been out because he did not get back to the bag. But it was...
Well, he kind of took out the first baseman. The first baseman was blocking the bag, and Quinn hit him, and that kind of messed up the first baseman catch it. The throw wasn't that good anyway, but fortunately, Quinn,
yeah.
By running into him, it made the first baseman... So
yeah, the throw was well up the line,
yeah.
But McClurg would have been out by a mile if the throw had been at the bag. There's a ball low. 2-1 now on Jackson Voiles. So Jackson Voiles heading the count here. He can look for his pitch, Brad.
Yes, he can... set on something here.
Maybe
he had a little hit out in the outfield, and that'll do
maybe
it.
He doesn't get a fastball that he can turn around here with a 2-1 count. A couple of Rathbun area guys on the base. He gets the fastball, but it's wide. 3-1 now, the count on Jackson Voiles.
It's kind of different his delivery a little bit here. Kids are kind of picking it up now a little bit, but that ball's coming really way outside.
I believe his velocity's coming down a little bit, too, here as the innings have progressed. That last pitch was 57 mile an hour.
Is that a strike?
That was called a strike. It was. It would have hit a left-handed batter. But it makes the count full. So one of the prettiest plays in baseball now at the line. The runners go, and Jackson Voiles piled it back and out of play. Quinn McClurg was almost to second base by the time.
Yeah, Zach didn't get a jump there on that. He needs to get a little better jump there at second. He was a little delayed. They were holding him on, and they're leaving him go now.
As soon as that pitcher starts his motion to the plate, the runners go with a full count and two outs, and there they go again. Jackson Voiles rises to the second baseman. He wheels.
That actually a stop made in there.
Play by the shortstop. Behind second base, he gloves.
Right. Interrupts as he pulled his foot over there with talking to the umpire, but he's not going to get that call. Umpire called it. It's no appeal.
So, for Rathbun area, we had no runs on two hits, two men left on base, and no letters for the Colorado team. Beautiful play by that shortstop. That was well deep there, and I can't believe he got to it. But he'd been helping hold the guy on, and I think that's what kind of assisted the situation, and that helped him to get to that ball, but he made a beautiful play.
A couple great plays there by the Colorado defense that end Rath and area innings here in the third and fourth. So the fifth inning is going to start here with Rath and area leading 4-3. Pitching change is going to be Victor Sanders Jr. He'll come in and try to clean this thing up for Rathbun area and send them into the semifinal game. The semifinal game is going to be contested between the winner of the North Dakota State Champion and the Minnesota State Champion. North Dakota dispatched the team from Ottawa, Kansas, and Minnesota handled the host team, Gary, Nebraska, a loss last night. Colorado got to this winner's bracket game by taking care of Boonville, Missouri. And your own Rathbun area Rebels had a great, exciting 2-1 win over the Nebraska State Champion Scotts Bluff.
Did you mention Victor's on the mound now?
I did mention that Victor's on the mound.
I got sidetracked by somebody there, and I wasn't sure.
That looked like a kid needing a little bit of hot dog money, Brad.
So I need the car key, so hopefully he's not going anywhere.
Well, we are proud to have some great sponsors today. Pete Harkness, if you're looking for a Chevrolet, Buick, or Pontiac down in Centerville, Pete Harkness is a sponsor for the Rathbun area Rebels team. We want to make sure that John Probasco down there in Centerville at Weber Real Estate, for all your real estate needs down there in Centerville, call John Probasco at Weber Real Estate. The Molt Locker in Molton custom processes your beef, hogs. They got a great smoker down there, make you some jerky, and do a nice job processing meat down there at the Molten Locker in Molten, Iowa. We're also sponsored by Bluff Creek Archery, and we could use Victor Sanders throwing some arrows in here.
Yes, we need
to assist the Long's mitt as we begin this fifth inning. It's Rathbun area on top, 4-3. You're listening to live Babe Ruth baseball action on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com.
Got that call. Vic's establishing the outside corner of the plate. He got that call.
Victor Sanders throws a straight fastball there right over the outside corner of the plate.
Jake Speck to the batter. He's a shortstop. Made that last good play.
There's a ball over below for ball one. Vic Sanders, a very deliberate pitcher, quite a bit of a change of pace from Caleb Gray. Vic takes care of the mound after each pitch. He likes to land on the same spot every time. He's pitching from the windup here, outside, ball two. Long with the pitch back, Sanders smooths out the mound, takes care of the rubber, checks his defense, looks in for the sign, steps on top. Vic pitches from the right side of the rubber, and he deals, and that could be a hit. Nope.
No, it's right to you.
Hugh Sinclair with a circus catch.
He thought it was right to him, but it was really a foot or two back.
Well, that was another one that was just hit directly to the outfield. That's a tough play to judge, and Sinclair came in on it about two steps, and he probably could have stood right where he was, but anyway, he made a nice shot.
Suddenly he's tall enough.
Yeah, he was tall enough to haul it in for the first out. And I'm sure Vic Sanders is glad to see that ball hauled in.
We don't want to lead off first and on base if we can help it. Okay, we got their catcher stepping in now.
Darren Cook.
Oh, I got...
No, that'd be Brent Crampton. He's a first baseman.
Oh, first baseman. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's first baseman.
First
baseman, and he looks at strike one from Victor Sanders Jr.
Once Victor gets in a groove, he's tough to deal with.
Vic working a little bit more speedily here. I think he likes the way that this game is going for him. And there's a curveball, barely not, and Caleb Gray gloves. The long throw over, draws Petcher off the bat, but he gets back down on time, and a nice play there. 6-3 to put out. It's Gray to Petcher, and another nice play by the first baseman, Zach Petcher. And he gives a thumbs up to Caleb Gray and raises his glove like he...
Zach kind of stretched towards short, but the throw was a little over more towards the other side of the bag, so he had to readjust and mid-flight there and did a good job.
So two outs now. The shortstop, Chip Speck steps in.
Oh, I got...
Or Chip Schroeder, excuse me, the third baseman.
Yeah.
third baseman, Jeb Schroeder. He steps in. His team trails him 4-3. Base is empty, two outs. Fastball over.
Victor's staying ahead. He's doing a good job here, just bringing the strikes. And seems a little more relaxed than he did yesterday. He kind of didn't struggle yesterday, but he wasn't, you know, he was behind in the count a little bit. But so far, he's really staying ahead of the hitters and doing a good job.
Very efficient outing here for...
He's slipping out there a little bit. I noticed that hit the center field. His plant foot slid out from under him, and now that pitch there, it slid out from under him too. So he's doing a little mound work out there, getting things situated.
We might need to send him to the south side of the Albee Square to Family Shoe and Sporting Goods.
Yeah, maybe his cleats got a little short up.
Get him some new cleats, or there's a beautiful curveball missed low. That makes the count 2-1 on Jeb Schroeder, the Colorado third baseman. He's standing in there from the right side of the plate. We're in Gidding, Nebraska for the 14-year-old Babe Ruth Regional All-Star Tournament. The Rathbun area team is the Iowa champions. The grounder, late foul on a late swing.
Just barely got a piece of that and went down the line. It's kind of fun, you know, you look at here and you just see state champions, you know, and I know the kids feel proud about it. You know, they're kind of puffed up. Or not puffed up, but, you know, they're honored to be here.
They're honored to be here. But let's talk about how good this competition is. I mean, two of these state champion teams are going to walk away from here without a win.
Two are going home today.
Yeah, two will go home today without a win. 2-2 to count now. Wide.
There is plant foot just sliding out from under him a little bit for some reason.
So the count goes full.
Probably a lot of loose dirt filled in there from all the couple days of games here, and it's kind of loose out there. Everybody's stepping in the same spot.
He winds and deals, and that's a ball outside. So,
again,
a two-out walk by Vic Sanders brings up Draven Adami. Draven Adami is playing left field for the Colorado State champions.
Vic maybe needs to move over on the rubber a little bit, maybe get a new spot where he can land a little different, maybe. Don't want that to get into his head because pitching's a lot mental.
Yeah.
Out there, and if you're not comfortable with the mound or something going on there, it kind of can change your delivery and the way things are going, so hopefully he'll get this settled down here.
Well, he stands in there with the mound on first, and the throw over, checks the runner.
And maybe pitching out of the stretch here, he'll just have a little different spot he's going to hit when he lands, and maybe that'll be all we need.
Well, he pitched very well the first two outs. Kind of a weak shot to the shortstop, and a hit out there. There's a strike.
Right, yeah, start.
So he's ahead of this guy. 0-1, pitching from the stretch, Vic Sanders Jr., number 20 center for the Rathbun area Iowa State champions. Looking to close this thing out for Rathbun area. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Rathbun area leads 4-2. The throw over just late, and a dive back in by Jeb Schroeder. Schroeder's over there via the walk. Been a lot of walks and hit by pitch by the Rathbun area hurlers today, but Vic Sanders settled in here. Throws the ball now. 1-1, evens the count. Long back to the mound. Sanders deliberately smooths that mound out. Sets his right foot at the right side of the rubber. He likes that right side. Checks the runners. Deals from the stretch outside, ball one. And he's missing outside.
Mm-hmm.
His misses have all been outside.
His body is carrying him a little bit to the first base side when he's fallen through, and it's all because of that plant foot issue. He's trying to adjust here, and he'll get her found here in a minute, I think. That's a good one. Yeah, he landed good on that foot, never slipped, and that ball went right by the batter. So,
count now is 2-2 with two outs. We've got a man on first for Colorado. That's the third baseman, Jeb Schroeder. Draven Adami stands in there, takes ball three outside, so full count now. And the runner will be going from first base on this pitch. Let's see if maybe Vic doesn't try to take a slow step and try to pick him off over there at first base. He's got the reliable Zach Betro there. He doesn't. And there he goes
for it. Yeah.
Swinging and a miss. And Sanders gets the third strike to end the inning. We're going to go to the home half of the fifth. And let's see if the Rathbun area Rebels can't put something together here and put a little distance between themselves and the Colorado State champions. This is way too close for me, Brad.
Yes, it is. Yep. We need a few more runs to have a little more fun.
Yep. Hey, now would be a good time to mention our sponsors, Brad. You want to start off and let everybody back home know who the great people are that are sponsoring this.
Starting off, we have Jim Chapman Insurance, State Farm. We also have Tracy Cassidy there at the Monroe County Recorder, Michael Judge Chiropractic, and Steve Glow Law Office. Steve Glow.
Greg Moorhead at Moorhead Auction and Appraisals is proud to sponsor the Rathman area team. Thanks very much, Greg. You're over there on the west side of the Albia Square, and if you need an appraisal done or an estate auction handled, Greg Moorhead is your go-to guy. Another baseball guy that's helping sponsor, Jim Cagle over there at Bluff Creek Archery for all your shooting supply needs. Bluff Creek Archery, just off the square in Albia. We're also proud to be sponsored by Monroe County Farm Bureau, Advantage Real Estate, Family Shoe and Sporting Goods, and Troy Elevator in Blakesburg.
And we got Molten Locker. Molten Iowa will take care of all your needs there for your meat processing. We got John Probasco, Rubber Real Estate down in Centerville. Pete Harkness, Chevrolet, Buick, Pontiac in Centerville. And we got our own here at Quality Ag, supporting baseball here, Quality Power Sports, and Cindy's Beauty Hut.
We also want to thank our bank sponsors, the First Iowa State Bank and People State Bank there in Albia. They're your hometown bankers. And Sheridan Valley Rural Electric Cooperative. They're a very reliable supplier of electricity. Their crews are excellent. They get out in storms. And they'll be climbing poles that have ice on them before the rain has stopped and the ice has stopped. They're just a really great company and take care of nice wide area, including City of Albia, for electric needs. So,
Steve has a son on the team here. He works for Sheridan Valley out there.
Steve's lineman for Sheridan Valley Electric.
Got Tyler.
Yep. A couple of people want to thank for listening in. Peggy Graham, listening in. She wants to wish the Rathman area team best of luck. Her mother, Phyllis Henderson, is listening in on 96.7 KIIC. She says, good luck, Rathman area all-stars. Joe Knowles, he's got a little 3 or 4 month old Logan. Him and Logan are listening from Albia, Iowa, 96.7 KIIC. Shout out to you guys. Thanks very much.
Got a pitching change out there, Joe.
Looks like we've got number
Speck. Is it Speck? No, it's
Jake Speck is number 3, and that's the
pitch check. Yes.
So it's pretty typical for this level: pitcher to shortstop and shortstop to pitcher change. That wouldn't be because the shortstop.
I think he went to.
He might have gone to the bench. And warm ups by Speck aren't looking too great here. He's
throwing off that mound too. There's some loose dirt there where everybody's been planting their foot and needs water to tamp, but they're not going to do that in the middle of the game. So both pitchers are going to have to adapt.
Looks like we got a defensive substitution here at third base also. Looks like Mario Morales comes into the game. Third base. So Colorado gets some substitutes in here. We'll see if we can't get the official score over here, Brad, and I'll get those changes.
Okay.
If you want to call the game until I get it. Jackson, Blake Blair is going to step in.
Blake Blair stepping in here at the top or the bottom of the fifth for the Rathman area. Blake's our second baseman. Here's Speck's pitch. Outside. Ball one. Blake looks down to Coach Anderson for the signal. Steps in. The pitch. Little comebacker to the pitcher. Blake hit it. Throw over to first. One down. Bear grounds out to the pitcher for out number one.
Well, looks back home. The official scorekeeper must be down on the field somewhere because up here in the press box, nobody knows anymore what's going on. I can't tell you that Morales is playing third base.
Specs pitching.
Looks like Darren Cook, the catcher, went to shortstop.
Yes. That's what it is.
And Schroeder, the third baseman, came in to catch. Looks like Cruz exited the game after throwing 4 innings.
We have Caleb batting now. He took first pitch, ball one, outside.
There's a ball over and just swung through it. Caleb Gray, and he was count 1-1.
Speck's going a little bit slower than the last pitcher, and a little timing change issues here.
Well, let's see if Caleb Gray can't get a base hit here. Looks like he's trying to go the other way with that pitch. because it pitched well off the plate outside, 2-1.
That's 42 mile an hour. I don't know if that's accurate there or not, but that was really slow.
I don't have a real good view of that gun, but I can tell you this, folks.
Got some issue going on here. They want to have a, Colorado wants to have a talk.
The pitcher's going out to the mound, but he's not talking to the pitcher. He's talking to the first baseman, so don't know what that was all about. Maybe a little bit of a defensive alignment.
Maybe see something in Caleb's stance or something, tell him where to try to throw the ball, perhaps.
They've really changed things up. The first baseman now, there's a foul. Nice job fighting that one off there, Caleb Gray. Even the count at 2-2. Gray stands in there with a 2-2 count. He's going against the former shortstop, Jake Specht. And there's a right hit ball, but it's a liner right at the shortstop. So, nice piece of hitting there by Caleb Gray, but a lot like yesterday, Brad, the Rathman area team is just really hitting it right at him,
yep. That was,
Vic Sanders, the pitcher, steps in there with two away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rathman area leading this one, 4-3. Let's see if Vic Sanders Jr. can't pick this up for the Rathman area team. They've out hit the Yes, 7-1 here, but still only hit 4-3. They really let the Colorado team in with some walks and hit by pitch.
Just missed.
There's a curveball that just missed, and I would have called that one a strike from up here, Red.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not the guy with the blue uniform and the mask on behind the catcher.
I'm trying to see where they said they have a hit up there, but
They changed one earlier.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
One that was maybe an error.
Yeah, I didn't see where anybody got hit, but
I'd say they probably maybe the
Sanders.
Yeah, they took the error away, so probably the one on Zach over first. It was a tough play going across. I'd say they recorded that a hit.
There's a ball outside, 2-1 the count now on Victor Sanders Jr. Vic fills out that frame of his, and he is going to be a power in high school. Tall framed guy, he's got a nice frame to fill out. Put that kid in the weight room and you're going to see something else. There's a swing and a miss, strike two, 2-2, two outs, bottom of the fifth inning, Rathman area ahead, 4-3.
Yeah, Vic hasn't really plucked the ball yet like he did down there in the tournament down in Davis County.
Well, let's see if he doesn't get an impatient pitcher here trying to throw a fastball by him and see Vic turn one around here with two strikes on him. And swing and miss on the soft delivery.
Pitches there.
So we're going to go to the sixth inning. The slimmest of leads for the Rathman area All-Stars. We're going to send it back to the studio. We got Clayton taking care of the board for us back there. Clayton, thank you very much. We're going to get a few substitutions here, and we'll get back to you with those as soon as we come back from Gary, Nebraska. It's Joseph Clare, Brad Gray, bringing it to you live, Rathman area baseball. Don't go anywhere.
Dr. Michael Colling Judge, Doctor of Chiropractic, is where you can go with neck, back, or muscular problems. Chiropractic medicine treats the source of the problems with manipulation and patient education. Dr. Judge has the experience to help you get back into a healthy way of life throughout treatment, education, and on your way to feeling new again. Dr. Michael Colling Judge is a proud sponsor of the Albia Athletics, working together for a healthier you.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back with you live from Gary, Nebraska on 96.7 KIIC at KIICradio.com. Joseph Clare and Brad Gray bringing you the live baseball action. It's the Midwest Plains Regional Babe Ruth Tournament. The Iowa State champions from Rathman area, their home team against the Colorado State champions from Lamar, Colorado. And it's really been a well-played game after a pretty shaky first couple innings, Brad.
Yeah, things kind of settled down. Pitchers kind of finding their groove here. And hopefully we'll, for us anyway, hopefully we'll love it up here.
If there were no more runs scored in this game, I'm sure we'd be a lot happier than the Colorado team. Let's see if Victor Sanders can't shut him down. He had a very efficient start to his pitching in this game. In the fifth inning, he shut him down, gave up a two-out walk, but settled down to strike out to end the threat.
We have Derek Fowler, the second baseman, stepping in, taking ball one.
Oh, strike,
I'm sorry.
He held his right hand up, and he's been doing that all day, folks. All day. It's a nice big strike zone. Pitchers like it. Hitters don't. But it makes those hitters swing at pitches. It speeds up the game, and I think makes for a more enjoyable experience. And there's a curveball.
Yes, that's nice.
The hitter gave up on that ball. He just didn't think that it was going to catch the plate. He hunkered down like you see sometimes, crossed right over the center. Really a sweet curveball. He's down 0-2 now.
He's wondering what's coming next.
Oh, that is a soft liner, and that could be trouble. McClure comes in, can't make the play. I think they'll score that in error. That was one of those where the second baseman could have run out and got it. The right fielder was coming in. Second baseman gave way, and that's the first error of the game, I think, for Raffinieri, isn't it, Brad?
Since they took that one error away, That's outfielder needs to take charge out there and get that ball.
Tried to make a basket catch at the last second out there, Quinn McClure. So we got one on with nobody out. Really nice nice pitch there by Victor Sanders. It was kind of his out pitch.
You got two strikes on a batter, and then
just a little soft loop there. It was sure in the air long enough to be caught, but throw over, nothing doing. Betcher tosses it back to Vic Sanders on the mound. The second baseman, Derek Fowler, is over there on first base. The third baseman, Mario Morales.
Swing and a miss.
Comes in there. He swings and misses. Mario is a, I'd say he probably weighs about as much as Victor Sanders Jr., but he's probably an entire foot shorter, wouldn't you say, Brad?
Yeah, he's a little bit shorter.
Back home, we call a guy like that a power plug. There's a throw over.
He's probably a strong young man. He's a hold of one.
He looks like he could give it a right. He's a defensive replacement over there at third base for the Colorado team. Sanders climbs on top now. He's got the ball. Betcher holds the runner at first. There's a pitch outside. It's called a strike, and it's been that way all day. 0-2 the count now on Mario Morales. I wouldn't be surprised to see Vic throw one out there again. Morales will have to swing at it now with two strikes on him. Maybe try to blow a fastball by him here, too. What do you think?
Teased him outside with outside corner, just missed.
Yep.
Got it out there, a pitch. If you're going to hit it, it wasn't going to be able to do much with it. Maybe a soft ground or double play.
1-2 the count here. The Raffinieri Rebels are looking for a double play. How about a 6-4-3 double play here, or a 1-6-3 little comebacker to the pitcher? There's a ball outside. 2-2 the count.
Vic just flipped again out there on the mound.
I think he's trying to paint that outside corner here on Mario Morales. He's got the count even now. He's probably going to have to come to him a little bit here now with the count evened up. He doesn't want to go full with him. Mario Morales looks like he could be a kid that would be doubled up. There's a ball outside. So Vic with three straight fastballs that missed. You suppose he'll try to come here with a curveball off speed and fooling with a 3-2 count?
You have to have a lot of confidence in your curveball to try it with full count.
Well, Morales stands in there with full count. He bats on the right side of the plate. Sanders gets his sign, and the ball's outside. Four straight balls after getting ahead 0-2, and
wakes up the Colorado crowd.
And once again, Colorado's got something going here, Brad, with no hits.
Top of the order coming up.
Well, Vic Sanders is a seasoned pitcher. Beyond his 14.
He's seen a lot of innings. Yeah, he's seen a lot of innings here, so.
I think there's a...
He's just having trouble with the mound. I mean, every pitch he's missing outside, it's his plant foot slipping out from under him. He's losing his balance, and pitching's all about balance and symmetry and things like this. A lot of things have to happen right for the ball to go where you want it. And right now he's just struggling on the mound a little bit with the way that his foot's slipping. So we'll set it back up for you, folks. Rathbun Area has a 4-3 lead. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Victor Sanders is pitching. Got Colorado runners at first and second. They've reached via the error and the walk. In the top of the order, Caleb Hansen steps in. He's the right fielder for the Colorado team. He bats with nobody out and two on. Over below, Vic Sanders, ball one. Well, he was online that time, just a little bit low. Sanders very deliberate back there. He fixes the mound to his liking. Climbs on top, plants his foot on the right side of the rubber, gets a sign, and from the stretch, checks the runner second, delivers, nice right one, one and one. That really was a nice.
Maybe I found it right there, yep.
Looked like a straight change there. Sure caught a lot of the plate. Hansen knows the strike. But after seeing five straight balls, he probably had the instruction to wait for a strike to come. There's a ball outside. 2-1. 2-1, Victor Sanders. Fixing up that mound again, Brad.
Yep. Little house cleaning duty.
I see Victor just kind of get that ball and bring it back this time. Quit worrying about those runners out there. Just take care of that batter. There's another ball. 3-1. 3-1 to count. Sanders in danger of walking the bases full of Coloradans.
Hate to see that happen.
Well, Long gives him the sign. I think Dead Red's coming up here. See, we don't pitch him inside a little bit here. There's a strike straight down the middle of the plate. And really, a hitter's count there. I think if Hansen would have been looking for a pitch to hit instead of trying to walk, that would have been
the one he should have swung at.
But Colorado's been very patient. By my reckoning, they don't have a hit in this game, but they've got three runs, and they're threatening here without a hit in the sixth inning. And there's a ball off the plate, ball four. So the bases are loaded. Rathbun Area, via the error and two walks, has loaded the bases with Colorado runners.
Got the left-hander Colby Salisbury stepping in right now.
He's the center fielder for the Colorado team. He stands in there with the bases loaded.
We got the infield in for the Rathbun Area. Got a pinch runner going out now for Mario.
Mario Morales 12 exit the game with that pinch runner, and he got his job done. He worked a walk after falling down in the count, 0-2.
Is it Ross Dunlap heading out there to be the runner?
That is Ross Dunlap. He comes off the bench to run for the Colorado team, and Ross Dunlap looks like he'd be quite a bit quicker. Base hit now. Could put Colorado in position to take the lead of this game, but Victor Sanders has other ideas than that, Brad.
Yep.
Like I said, he's a seasoned, experienced pitcher. He's in a jam now with the bases loaded and nobody out.
Colorado's got something going on. They're having a lot of communication errors here for what they're going to be trying here. Third base and first base coach. I think they're on the same page now. At least they clap at each other. So
the infielders in the corners. There's ball one outside. The left-handed batter, that's really the first pitch that Vic has missed to the right-handed batter's box side in this inning. Brad, so
everything's coming on the other way, so hopefully he'll zero in here.
I think Colorado's patience is paying off for him here. There's a swing and a miss. And that was a pitch in the dirt.
I assume they'd be bunting here. They're hit swing.
Well, I think he might be one of their, he's the number two hitter, so I'm sure they got a lot of confidence in that bat.
Struck out.
I got a lot of confidence in Victor Sanders' ability to infield at double play depth. There's a ball to the second baseman. Home. There's a out at home. Oh, and the ball was dropped. I think Tristan Long didn't realize that he didn't need the tag, and he tried to put the tag on that, and all he had to do with pace slow to was stand on the bag. So another error for the Rathbun Area team, and on the fielder's choice, the run scores give the error to the catcher. So we'll do it again. Pace is loaded, nobody out. Really looked like a double play ball. A little bit of hesitation.
Well, there was a little fumbling out there at second plate. Just didn't pick it up quite clean. And then that took a second there. And things just kind of
Well, there's a lot of baseball left here. We've got a tie game now, 4-4. The bases are still loaded at Colorado with nobody out. And there's a strike on the outside corner for Vic Sanders. And Vic looks like he's got his stuff going.
Yeah, he's
got it down now.
And that comebacker, I mean, it came to him. It just kicked off of Victor's glove and went to Blake, and that kind of threw off the bounce of the ball a little bit.
There's an off-speed delivery. That's a live shot in the gap in front of Quinn McClure. And another run scores. The bases are still loaded. Colorado with a 5-4 lead. And as I count it, that is the first RBI of the game for Colorado. They score. The score now is 5-4 on that soft line drive. Just nobody there. Kind of like Raffinieri has been hitting it to somebody. That one there was dismissed. So that brings in Jake Speck, the shortstop. He's back now with the bases loaded. Nobody out. And I think Vic Sanders is just going to have to throw fastballs here to try to get some outs.
Yep.
You know, Raffinieri's going to have to score runs now to win. There's a 70-mile-an-hour fastball from Victor Sanders.
Infield still in for Raffin. They're going to bring the ball home.
Infield is at double play depth. They'll come home on the grounder. And I'm sure Tristan Long knows that this time all he has to do is stand on the bag and maybe try to gun it back down there. There's a ball outside. 2-0, Vic Sanders. Just wide with that delivery.
He might have gave up on the play after, the ball hit Vic's glove and went over. Maybe thought there was no chance at home and maybe stepped off at it. If he'd have been stretching out like a first baseman there like he usually does on a play at home.
There's a foul back to the screen. 1-2 the count.
We would have probably had that play.
Well, Raffinieri's got a...
They got a lot of game left, though.
They got a lot of game left in them.
We got bats that can wake up here and...
The Vicks struggling here in the visitor's half of this inning. There's another one wide, and that makes it count 3-1.
And listen, I don't know how long we're going to go here.
I'd say, depending on the result of this pitch, we need now. We've still got nobody out. There's a 3-1 count on the shortstop. He's in there on the right side facing Victor Sanders, and that's a ball wide. And that will score the run with the bases loaded. So once again, bases loaded, 6-4 your score. Nobody out.
Bell's coming out to talk to Victor a little bit.
Brent Crampton's their first baseman. And while Billy Anderson's out there talking to his pitcher, let's talk a little bit more about some of these nice sponsors that we have. Michael Judge Chiropractic, he's there in Albia. He's able to take care of your crooks and aches and pains. He's been a chiropractor in Albia. There's been generations of judges, chiropractors, and Michael Judge Chiropractic, ours in Albia, and we thank him for sponsoring Babe Ruth Baseball. Quality Power Sports is a sponsor, Brad.
Yep, they're doing a good job there.
Well,
support a lot of sports.
We got sea deuce for rent down in Lake Raffin today. I don't know what the weather's like back home, but Saturday afternoon might be a good day to go down there and see Kevin Cochran or Wilson Sinclair. They're down there at the dock and
fix your right up.
Glad to fix you up with some fun on the water on Lake Raffin. And we are the Raffin Area All-Stars. Well, that conference on the mound has concluded. 6-4 your score. Colorado is on top. They're the visitors in this half of their inning. They have scored 3 runs on 1 hit. Been a walk and an error. 3 walks in there to assist them there, and there is another ball outside, and Vic Sanders just not getting out in front of these Colorado hitters. And I really think, Brad, that the struggles that he's having here right now, pipe on that first one and get ahead and then try to nibble at the corners instead of on the first pitch. Now there's a ball hit well. Sinclair gauges it, catches it. The throw to the relay is not going to be in time. Another run scores on the sacrifice.
But we got it now.
But the first out inning and third base is now open. So nice play there by Sinclair. He gloved and threw, but that was a well-hit ball to center field, and the run scored easily. 7-4 the score now. Raffin area trailing in this one. Raffin area trailing in this one. Been an exciting game here, folks. If you're just tuning in, 4 runs have been plated by Colorado here in their visitor's half. of the sixth inning. Rathen Area enjoyed a 4-3 lead until things kind of came unraveled here in the sixth inning. And hopefully with that first out of the sixth inning here, Victor Sanders can right the ship. He gets that one over, and that's the first time he's been ahead in the count since Morales was down in the count 0-2 and worked a walk. A six-pitch at-bat. There's a fastball. Couldn't catch up with that one, and he fouled it off to the right side. Jeff Schroeder, the third baseman, is down now 0-2, and Vic can probably throw him about whatever he wants. And I'd say don't get too cute, Vic. Don't try to strike him out here. You got a great defense behind you. Yeah, you're out pitch here. Could be something in the dirt. Infield is back to normal depth. There's a ball outside. So it's a 70-mile-an-hour fastball. Just missed outside. 1-2 the count. Yep, 1-2 the count. 7-4 your score. Rathbun Area trailing now. Top six, one away. First and second are the runners for Colorado. There's a ball outside wide.
Nice stop by Tristan.
Tristan Long just able to get out there. And that, missed by 3.5 feet. So with a 2-2 count, Vic's going to have to come to him a little bit here. Checks the runner second. And there's a curveball, just a beauty of it. A very late swing, a good swing by Brent Crampton. Spoils a great pitch. And I might set up that fastball now.
Yep, still 2-2. Runners on first and second.
The deal, and there's a curveball for called strike three. It's the exact same pitch that he fouled off last time, Brad. So, with two away, infield is at normal depth. The outfield is deep for Draven Vidami. He's the left fielder for this Colorado team. Vic Sanders checks the runner at second. From the stretch, he fires right past him. The 70-mile-an-hour fastball was a high one, and Adonai swung right through it.
We got our infield back at regular depth now.
Yeah. Really kind of a rough inning there for Vic, but like the poise that he's shown here.
Yes, hugging right in there. Now we're ahead 0-2. Two outs, runners on first and second. Be nice to get out of this right here and stop the bleeding. This is the batter here. They batted around this inning. That's uncharacteristic for the Rathbun.
Strike three, swing and a miss. Your Rathbun Area team is going to have to come from behind to advance to the semifinal game in this one. They trail now after that four-run sixth inning. They trail 7-4. We're going to send it back to the station. Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray will bring you the Rathbun Area comeback attempt when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
And we're back live at Oregon Trail Park in Gearing, Nebraska. Babe Ruth regional action. Kind of an odd line there in that last inning, Brad, for Colorado. They had four runs on one hit, three walks, two errors, and two men left on base. So a little bit of sloppy there for Rathbun area. And we got a new catcher in there, I think. Schroeder has come in there to catch. And I'd like to see some Rathbun area Rebels get on base, because that throw down there showed me something.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the arm that Darren Cook had. And let's see if Darren Cook moved somewhere else, or if he's out of the defense.
He's just short.
Okay.
That was part of their substitution there when they brought in the other pitcher. I'm not sure.
Well, Hugh Sinclair is going to lead it off for the Rathbun area Rebels. Let's see if he can't get us started. There's a bunt to the pitcher. He grabs. He throws high, but a nice play there by the first baseman. Sinclair's out, 1-3.
Just a little close to the pitcher on that one. Hugh's got a lot of speed to get down the line, but ball just kind of didn't land as good as we wanted.
Yeah, this is a hard infield. I've noticed that it's a smooth infield, though. We haven't really had any crazy hops.
That's a very well-kept field. They've done a good job with this.
So Tristan Longstep's in there with one out. He'll bat. This is the right-hand respect from the Colorado team. Rathbun area trailing here, 7-4. They're the home team. There's a ball inside. One ball, no strikes to count on Tristan Long. So Rathbun area here finds themselves in unfamiliar territory. They need to come back, and there's a ball in the dirt. 2-0 for Tristan Long. Be nice to see Tristan Long hit a long one.
Yes, unload on one.
We're at the bottom of the sixth inning. Rathbun area trails. This one's 7-4. The Colorado State champions are from Lamar, Colorado. And they've got some fans listening in on KIICradio.com. And everybody listen, if you have somebody that likes Southern Iowa baseball, make sure you let them know that they're anywhere in the world, they can listen in on 96.7 KIIC Radio or KIICradio.com. Ball there, 3-1 on Tristan Long. He stands in at the 3-1 count. Expect it to sign. From the windup, he delivers a strike.
Nope.
They call that one over but low. So Long works the walk. I would say we're going to see a pinch runner here for Tristan Long. Get some speed on the bases.
Yeah.
And who's going to be setting up for Zach Betcher?
Daniel Bunnell.
Daniel Bunnell comes in as a pinch runner. So Bunnell is in now. He's running for Tristan Long, the catcher. And as long as you stay in the game, they have courtesy runners.
They have a pinch runner.
Pinch runner.
In Babe Ruth, you don't get a run for the pitcher or catcher for free. Now either Daniel comes in the game or this is his only opportunity to play.
But Daniel's got a three-step lead out there at first base. Checks. Steps off the rubber, and Daniel's back without a throw. Zach Betcher stands in there. He's the Rathbun area first baseman, and he's looking to take that red bat, throw over to the first baseman. Back in time is Daniel Bunnell. Betcher's looking to take that red bat and erase this red deficit that Rathbun area, or at least shrink it up. There's the delivery. And there's a chopper to the third baseman. He goes to the second baseman in time. Fielder's choice. 5-3. So, Bunnell is erased by the fielder's choice. Just a high chopper there. And really good play by the third baseman there. So, Colt Kirby steps in. He's our third baseman. And he bats with two away. Zach Betcher on first. There's a ball wide, and a nice tag by the catcher, and Betcher just barely back in time after the throw down. That was one of those balls that should have been a pass ball, and a circus snag by the catcher, and he happened to be in great position to make the throw down at first, and Betcher just barely back in time. It'd be one of those, I think, if there's a ball inside, 2-0 your count. Be one of those. If he'd had broken and gone for second, I think the catcher would have been out of position so far that he wouldn't have been able to put a good throw on it.
Been tough.
but he was well up the first base line there. 2-0 to count on Colt Kirby. A slow curve, foul back behind us, Brad.
Colt was right on that.
2-1 to count. I think Colt was maybe looking fastball there. He got the off-speed delivery, and just nice job keeping his hands level through the zone, was able to foul that one off. 2-1 to count. Speck shakes off the first side. He likes the second one. Catcher sets up on the outside corner of the plate, and it's a slow one out there. And a little decoy there by the catcher.
Maybe I think he's surprised he had it. He looked at his glove to see if it was there. He had to scoot about 3 foot over to get that.
All right, 3-1 now on Colt Kirby. Let's see if we can't get on by way of the base on balls here. See if we can see Colorado unravel a little bit in their half of the sixth. There's a strike on the inside corner of the plate. Full count now. So Betcher will be going with the pitch. And, Brad, a lot of good things can happen when you put the ball in play with a runner in motion. So Colt Kirby, he's looking for something to hit here. Speck for Colorado gets the sign, checks the runner, and from the wind throws an outside pitch that's going to bloop. It should be foul. Yep, foul ball. Boy, if that one would have dropped about 8 foot further in, it would have been a double. Just a little bloop there. That was ball well off the plate, but with two strikes on him, Kirby had to.
He was protecting that.
Yeah, he had to protect, and this is a big strike zone from this umpire.
Setting everything back up again. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Betcher on first. He's getting his lead, getting ready to take off here. There he goes.
Ooh, that ball is foul. Nope.
No, it hit him in the head.
I thought it hit the bat. It was right over the top of his head, but it hit his helmet before it hit the bat. So hit by pitch for Colt Kirby brings in Quinn McClurg. McClurg bats now with men at first and second, and he can do some damage here with a hit. So Quinn McClurg, Centerville, Iowa native. He stands in there, his team trailing 7-4. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. They're two-way for McClurg. He's got Betcher, the first baseman, standing on second. And he's got Colt Kirby, our third baseman, standing on first. Expect the pitcher from Colorado gets a sign, and from the stretch throws inside, ball one.
Got the runners leading off out there. They got to be careful they don't get too far off, especially at first. They're sneaking behind him on this.
Nobody holding the runner, Betcher, at second right now. The shortstop decoys. And there is an inside pitch. McClurg fouls off of his helmet. Looks like he kind of got jammed on that pitch,
yeah,
Brad.
Yeah, jammed it and fouled it up and rattled his noggin a little bit. He's all right, though. Got the top of the order coming up next.
Let's see if McClurg can't get something going here for the Rathman area team. A little two-out action. 1-1 to count. There's well outside. And
there's the decoy. He tried the decoy that time. The catcher made a fake like the ball got by and hoping he'd get our runners off, but they were too smart.
Well, that cuteness is going to stymie him one of these days, because a pitch like that, you're not supposed to try to backhand and catch. You're supposed to try to get over there, block. And one of these times that pitch is going to get back to the screen, and we're going to see Rathman area runners advance. There's a line shot. Screen by Betcher. Nice job there. McClure wheels down. Out by half a step. Really good job by Betcher screening the shortstop, but to no avail. Rathman area's threat is ended 6-3, the foot out, and we go to the final inning. Dick Sanders is going to try to hold him. It's Rathman area 4, the Colorado team from Lamar 7, and we'll be back right after these messages.
This is Dina LaRue with a message from Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Electrical safety awareness can help keep summer outdoor activities from becoming disasters. Remember, water and electricity do not mix. To avoid electrical hazards during warm weather, make sure you understand safety procedures during lightning storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, and winter round water. Lightning strikes, power outages, and electrical hazards in the aftermath of storms are often the causes of deaths and injuries during the summer months. So please, be safe and have a great summer from your Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative.
When you hot, you hot.
Your back sticking to your seat? The sweat beating up on your forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM-certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back live from Gearing, Nebraska. It's the Midwest Plains Babe Ruth champions from Iowa versus the Lamar, Colorado champions. Vic Sanders stands in there now. He's pitching. 7-4 is the deficit that Rafton area faces here in the top half of the seventh inning. Except we got a couple of defensive changes here. Who we got in center field now?
We have Quinn McClurg moved to center field from right, and I think we have Devin Glosser out in right field. He's replacing Hugh Sinclair.
So he'll bat fifth as we go to the seventh inning. Flowers is in there batting now. He's their second baseman. Vic Sanders comes in there. Throws a pitch outside. Ball one. Ball one. Beautiful day here in Gearing, Nebraska. Game time temperature about 80 degrees. Nice overnight in the 50s. And there's a strike. Swung right through it. 1-1 count even on Flowers.
We need to hold them here and not let them have any runs. And then we got our, I believe, our top of the order coming up. So hopefully we'll be able to generate some runs here.
Well, there's a strike on the outside corner. And that's a ball that Vic has been needing to get that call. And a couple of those walks that he had, you know, with two strikes on the kid, he wasn't getting that strike.
Yeah.
He throws it in the same spot this time, and that's a ball. See? He's nibbling a little bit too much at the corners. I think Vic's a good enough pitcher, and his stuff is good enough. He needs to really attack that zone. And the count now is 2-2.
I don't know. I think it's mechanical. I think he's just it's in his head about that mound and slipping. He doesn't feel comfortable out there. And I think
there's a swing and a miss for strike three.
His foot planted perfect, and the ball came right where he wanted. When he slips out is when he's having his trouble.
Well, that's one out here in the seventh inning. Rathbun area trails 7-4. Once again, I'll give you guys this website address that you can view photographs and purchase the ones you like, but you can sure look at them for free.
It's not quite like being here, but it's almost.
Yeah, and I think we heard that there are 800 images that he took of the of the games yesterday. They'll upload them onto this website tomorrow. I'll give it to you here. Get your pencils ready, and I'll give it to you after this pitch.
First pitch was a strike, so Vic's ahead in the count. Or I know it's, yeah, he's ahead. No balls and one strike.
0-1. On
one down.
There's one away. Rathbun area trails 7-4. Sanders wheels and fires, and there's a slow roller to the third baseman, Cole Kirby. Lazy throw across the line, and that is an error on Kirby. Just didn't really gun that thing, Brad. And, E5 there on the play.
I mean, we haven't really been outplayed today. We've kind of, I mean, we have been outplayed in some ways, but we've given them this game in a lot of ways. They haven't beaten us.
They've got one RBI, Brad.
Yeah.
Well, I should say they've got two RBIs, one by hit, one by a sack fly. But they've only got one hit on the day.
Two.
They're calling that one an error, but they changed an error to a hit. But
that's true. Yeah, it was a lazy little infield hit. Never even made it hardly to the. Wouldn't have made it to the grass.
Got a shout out to a couple people here too before we give you that website address for the photos. Steve and Gabrielle Cahalan are listening in on KIICradio.com. Brian Crawl and his family is listening in. Thanks very much for your support of Babe Ruth. There's a runner going over the second baseman's head. He leaps and snags it to prevent it from going into the outfield, but call it a stolen base. So with one away, we've got a Colorado runner standing on second base. Also want to thank Kerry Cosman. He's listening in on 96.7. Colby Sinclair in Melrose is listening in on Thunder Country 96.7. There's a strike, a pop-up. Looks like Betcher's going to handle it with a two-handed grab. He records the second out of the seventh inning. So with two away, Victor Sanders is going to pitch to Colby Salisbury.
And Salisbury did a little damage last time he was up, didn't he, Brad?
Yes, he did.
Did he draw a bases loaded walk, or did he the one that got the hit? Or is he the one that got on by error?
I have him getting on a fielder's choice, or a D5, or so. Somehow I got off on my book here.
Well, he stands in there with two away now, and there's a little grounder to the second baseman. Bear handles
yeah,
it.
Three.
Yeah. Over to Betcher for the third out. We'll leave it right here. We're going to go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Rathen area needs to get three runs before they report three outs. It'll be interesting to see if they send out that same pitcher, Brad, because it looks to me like, he's coming out. There's number three, Jake Speck. He's going to pitch the fourth inning of this game. And Rathen area needs to come from behind, either force extra innings or how about we just end it all with one swing here, load the bases, and who would be the fifth batter here?
Fifth batter, that is going to be probably the substitute, I would imagine. It's
Devin Gloucester. Wouldn't that be a sweet thing to see Devin Gloucester part one?
That would be awesome.
I'll give you guys that email address. Now, it's not email, it's a website. It's www.ophoto.smugmug.com. And I'll spell that out for you. And there's going to be literally over 1,000 images of Rathen area All-Stars from this game and the last one. So there ought to be one there that you'd like. And the fellow at ophoto.smugmug.com is one of the host families.
Yeah.
Joey Orozco, very nice fellow. That's www.ophoto.smugmug.com. You'll have those uploaded this evening, so apologize for not having them up there already. So the situation now, Brad Gray, Rathen area needs to come from behind. They trail this one 7-4.
Yes. They need to be patient and just hit the strikes.
Well,
not help them at all.
They need to realize that it's going to take some base runners to come back on this one. We're at Oregon Trail Park in Garing, Nebraska, and we're in the championship bracket of the Midwest Plains Babe Ruth 14-year-old tournament. The Iowa State champion, Rathen area 14-year-olds, are going up against the Colorado champions from Lamar. And kind of a sloppily played game here, but let's see if Rathen area can't turn this thing around. Jackson Boyle stands in there. He'll lead it off for Rathen area. He faces Speck. Jake Speck throws first ball, curveball, right down central. 0-1 to count. On Jackson Boyles. Very energetic announcer here.
Yes, does a great job.
Oregon Trail Park. Really like the way he handles it. And there's a grounder to the shortstop. Boyles is running over there, but a great throw by the shortstop. He showed some arm strength there. That was a cannon shot over there.
I threw the first baseman off. He just kept his toe on there, and it was close.
That was Darren Cook. He started this game as a catcher's position, and I tell you what, that kid was in center field. I believe he could throw from the fence to the mound, if not from the fence to the plate. That was a rocket over there. Blake Bear steps in now with one away. The Rathen area Rebels are looking to rally. Speck gets his sign, and from the stretch delivers, and it's a blooper over the second baseman's head. The right fielder couldn't get to it, and a loop single for Jackson Boyles, and Rathen area has something going here.
Blake Bear.
Excuse me, that's Blake Bear. Blake Bear. Sorry about that. Blake?
And all his parents and grandparents.
And all his parents and grandparents. Well, here's Caleb Gray. He's the first of two left-handers. He stands in there. He'll face the right-handed hurdler, Jake Speck. Speck started the game as shortstop. He entered the game as pitcher in the fourth inning. He's done a great job. He shut the Rathen area team down, but we've got something going on here with one out, ball one.
He's quite a bit slower than their first pitcher. It's kind of throwing their timing off a little bit until they just settle down, get the timing down, and just get some good bats on the balls and good things happen.
Well, Gray stands in there with a 1-0 count, and there's a ball in the dirt, ball two. And really, you know, we've got our guns up here now,
yeah.
Brad. We've really got our guns up here, but they need to stay patient because they can't untie this game with only one player on.
No.
So
there's a fake. This catcher
here got kind of a cute little. He snags, he backhands the ball and then tries to decoy like he missed it and and runs halfway back to the screen and then comes back. But we've got alert base runners. Blake Bear out there on first base being held on by the first
base. Oh, that was way outside.
That was way outside. And that's ball four for Caleb Redhorn here. So, Rathbun area. They could tie here with a big swing by Vic Sanders.
I think we'd settle for a nice one down the line, triple, scoring two.
Well,
unless he can hit it over.
The Colorado manager, Greg Adame, goes out to talk to his pitcher, Jake Specht, and the conference on the mound includes the entire infield. I think they're probably talking about the defense and what they want to do, probably going over strategy. You know, make sure the third baseman knows that he just needs to step on the bag. That was one of the Rathbun area errors, just a little mental lapse there. In our half, in their half of the four-run sixth inning, Rathbun area was ahead of this game 4-3 in top six and kind of had a little mini implosion.
Yeah.
But they're rallying here.
Very characteristic of our team to have, especially pitching's been pretty solid all the way through districts and things.
Well, with their rallying here, we got men on first and second. Blake Barrett at second. The speedy Caleb Gray at first. Vic Sanders Jr. at the plate, left-handed. There's a ball outside. 1-0 the count on Vic Sanders Jr. Sanders probably looking for a fastball here, something to drive. Jacob catcher sets up away here.
Maybe thinking want to take away a little bit of his power, but Vic can drive.
There's a ball. He missed it inside. It's in the gap, but the center fielder
He's going to get it. It's going to be a
Vic Sanders is down in second base. He's going to stand there.
Now he's better stay safe. Oh, no.
Vic Sanders tries for third.
Oh,
it's the line, and Rathbun area now trails 7-6. Victor Sanders with only one out, standing on third base, and really probably a base-running mistake there, but the relay from the shortstop was well over the third baseman's head, and
Vic should have been dead to right because he started and the cutoff man had the ball that the throw was high, and that was good, high and deep.
Well, a little bit of excitement here, folks. Rathbun area is showing some signs of strength here. Jevin Jensen is going to stand in here. He'll bat with Victor Sanders at third base with one away. Another conference on the mound, and Greg Adame is going to go out there and try to calm his pitcher down.
He's got to take him out now.
Yeah.
It's the second conference, so they're going to change.
It looks like the new pitcher is going to be Caleb Hansen. See if I get that number right. Caleb Hansen started this game in right field. He made a couple nice plays out there. When he takes his warm-up tosses, we'll know who it is. That might be the shortstop coming in, though. The guy that gunned down.
Catcher.
Jackson Boyles.
He's kind of playing there on the rubber a little bit. So.
Yeah, Jackson Boyles was out on a nifty play by Darren Cook. Darren Cook, the hard-throwing right-hander. We know he's hard-throwing even though he hasn't thrown a warm-up pitch, Brad, because we saw him gun down Jackson Boyles to start this inning.
And well, that was good for Victor. I tell you, he's kind of struggling on the mound today a little bit, and he struggled at the plate, and there he just uncorked one right when we needed, just deep center field right over the center fielder's head. The outfielders play in quite a bit. They try to steal a lot of singles from you. Their concept is to stay in a little closer than a lot of outfielders play, but they got a lot of speed out there, but there's no way they was going to catch up with that hit of Victor's. It was a long liner.
Yeah, it was over the center fielder's head, and he actually...
He didn't get it to it.
Yeah. He made a break on it, and it still got over his head. So Vic Sanders is standing on third base with one out. Kevin Jensen is going to bat against Darren Cook. Darren Cook started the game at catcher through some defensive substitutions, moved over to shortstop, and now he's playing his third position of today's game. He's trying to pitch his way out of a jam. It looks like he's got some stuff, but the catcher can't quite hang on to it. Brad, I would say Jevin Jensen would be smart here to just wait till he sees a strike before he swings at a strike.
A lot of pressure on
a 14-year-old coming in there, less than two outs, man on third base.
First time in the game today.
Billy doing a real nice job keeping Jevin loose. He's down there smiling, waiting for the pitcher to finish his warm-ups. And he stands in there. He'll bat from the right-hand side of the plate. Jevin, one of those guys that has the traditional baseball leggings. Some of our guys They wear the pants all the way down to their...
Yeah, I don't like it. I like it up high myself. I'm old school, I guess.
I do, too. And a little bit of trivia. Way back when, the reason why they wore their stockings like that was... That was an aid to the umpire to know whether the ball was a strike or... So they wanted to have them as high as they could to shrink that strike zone up.
There you go.
But
kids wouldn't think that's too cool. They like the long shorts and the long everything, you know.
And now it's
image is everything.
That's exactly right. Speaking of images, once again, that website that you guys can view photos of today's and yesterday's games, these will be uploaded this evening to the internet on www.ophoto.smugmug.com. That's ophoto.smugmug.com. So, Cook's done with his warm-ups.
Victor's a fast runner on third. Like to see a
Blakesburg hitter, Jevin Jensen, steps in.
Was going to come out of the windup. Now he went stepped off, and now he's going out of the stretch.
So Cook gets a sign, from the stretch, he deals. High, ball one. Jevin Jensen looks at ball one. Checks with the coach.
A lot of his pitches warming up were coming pretty high, so like you said earlier, if they're patient, see what happens here.
Cook gets a sign, climbs on top from the stretch, pearls, and there's a swing and a miss. And Jensen had a pitch to hit there, Brad.
Has a 72 mile an hour.
Yep. You know, we're a fastball hitting team. Jensen has had plenty of those 70 plus fastballs that he's been able to hit in practice from.
Plus, he plays on the Eddieville, I think, freshman team.
Yep,
so one thing we learned last night is, well, here they don't have a lot of high school ball. The closest team they could play.
There's a foul back to the screen.
He's in Kearney, Nebraska, which is about 5 hours away, so they play a lot of Legion ball here. They don't have any high school baseball teams.
Yeah, pretty sparsely populated area out here in western Nebraska. But we are in a community of 20,000 souls between Gehring and Scott's Bluff. One thing separating them is the North Platte River. 1-2 to count here on Jevin Jensen. Dick Sander stands at third with one away. Jensen, high ball two, 2-2.
Good, nice patience on that, not to chase that high one.
Yep. And Jensen looked to me like he's really on that last pitch. He fouled it to the screen in the back. And we have seen nothing but fastballs here, Brad. And I think that we're probably going to see another one.
I never noticed if he threw any curves warming up or not.
That's a bright middle of the plate. Jensen swings and misses, and that's a strikeout for the second out. So, that brings in Tristan Long with two away. The Rasmussen Area Rebels, this is exciting, Brad. They're down to the last out, and the hard-hitting fastball turning around Tristan Long at the plate. And I think Brad DeMoss, Billy Anderson, and John Voiles over there on the bench and on the corners coaching are looking for a fastball here that Tristan Long can handle. He's got Victor Sanders on third. He's there with two away. There's a ball inside. 1-0 the count. Are you as excited back in Rasmussen area as we are here? This is Joe Sinclair and Brad Gray bringing it to you. It's the 14-year-old Babe Ruth Winners Bracket Championships at the regional tournament in Gehring, Nebraska. 1-0 the count. Cook deals a little knobber off of the front of the plate, and that is the final out of the game. Just a swing there and knocked that thing right off the front of the plate, and Rasmussen area has a disappointing loss there. They lose this from 7-6, Brad, and really they out-hit their opponents 9-1.
Yep.
They committed more errors, way more walks, and didn't take care of the ball. Just kind of a disappointing way to lose.
Yeah.
7-6 is the loss. A one-run defeat for Rasmussen area.
And one plus, so we came back there in the end, didn't lay down, you know, so that's a positive note.
That's exactly right. We're
pitching kind of let us down. The pitchers, all of them, struggled a little bit today, and hopefully they'll get settled down. Now it's going to be a little longer road.
The road does get a little bit longer, and let me tell you where the road goes. Tomorrow, we're going to play at 1:30 in the afternoon out here in Gehring. That's going to be 2:30 at home, folks. So at 2:30 tomorrow, your Rasmussen area Rebels are going to take on the winner of the Ottawa, Kansas team versus the host team, Gehring, Nebraska. So it's going to be the Iowa champions going after it to tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. We're going to send it back to studio for a couple of important announcements, and then we'll bring it back to you here with the play of the game and the player of the game when we come back from Gearing, Nebraska. Don't go anywhere. Joseph Clare and Brad Gray bring it to you here from Gearing, Nebraska, and we'll be right back.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Bluff Creek Archery in Albia has switched to their summer hours. They'll be open Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 to 5, and closed on Sunday. But if you need to make an appointment for a time outside these hours, you can call Kevin at 932-8140. Now that's hometown service. Now's the time to think about trail cameras and their placement. Bluff Creek Archery has in stock the Moultrie or Primos trail cameras, and they can order any model for you. So stop in today and get your trail camera to track wildlife activity. That's Bluff Creek Archery, your outdoor store.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back live from Oregonville Park in Gearing, Nebraska. The Raspin area Rebels go down to a disappointing defeat, Brad Gray. But there were some bright spots in the game nonetheless, despite the holes in the offense and a little bit of sketchy pitching there. We had a great play of the game. I think I'm going to call the triple by Victor Sanders that scored two RBIs the play of the game.
Yeah.
Do you like that one?
Yes, that was a good hit. That was a timely. It was a crunch hit.
Not enough to put Raffinari over the top, but that was our play of the game. And, of course, the play of the game, I think we're unanimous in that. Scored two runs today at an RBI. Did a nice job containing the damage. Caleb Gray, I thought, was the player of the game today.
He stepped in and just allowed one run, and especially the last inning out, got things settled down.
So that's going to bring it to a conclusion here. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to all of our sponsors. We're going to be back here tomorrow on the air a little bit before 2:30. That's 2:30 Iowa time. It'll be 1:30 out here Mountain time. And once again, go through our great sponsors here. We've picked up Sheridan Valley Rural Electric Cooperative, the First Iowa State Bank, People's State Bank. We want to thank Moorhead Auction and Appraisals, Bluff Creek Archery, Monroe County Farm Bureau, and Advantage Real Estate for helping sponsor Babe Ruth Baseball here on 96.7.
We have Family Shoes and Sporting Goods, Troy Elevator in Blakesburg, Moulton Locker down in Moulton, Iowa, John Probosco, Weber Real Estate in Centerville, Peak Hartness, Chevrolet, Buick, Pontiac in Centerville.
We also want to thank Quality Ag, Quality Power Sports, and Cindy's Beauty Hut for their sponsorship. And Jim Chapman at State Farm Insurance on the north side of the square, Tracy Cassidy, the Monroe County Recorder, Michael Judge Chiropractic, Steve Goodlow Law Offices, they're all sponsoring these broadcasts. And, of course, Joe Millage.
Yes.
Thanks very much, Joe Millage. You know, he's got technology for any level of service. And you guys might notice that we're not digital. The digital age has not reached Gearing, Nebraska yet, but Joe has the equipment that we can bring that to you here on 96.7. So we want to thank Joe Millage for making this possible. The media in Monroe County and Centerville, great to us here for the Raspin area All-Stars. We want to thank the newspapers as well, but especially Joe Millage there at 96.7. I know all the people down there in Centerville and Moulton, Moravia really appreciate him allowing us to bring this to you here. And we'll be back tomorrow on the air at 2:30.
Two games, hopefully.
Yep. Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll broadcast
day tomorrow for Raffin. If they win the first one, they play later on that night. And that, but if they lose, they go home. So it's do or die tomorrow.
It's a do or die. Every game from now on is an elimination game for the Raffin area Rebels. We'll bring every bit of the action to you here live from Gearing, Nebraska. And for Brad Gray, this is Joe Sinclair signing off. Thank you for listening on Thunder Country 96.7, KIIC and KIICradio.com. See you tomorrow, folks.
And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me, and my heart beats with the rhythm of her sigh. time the girl is gonna stay. This time the girl is gonna stay for more than just a day. I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand, and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. And I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and the tears are shining, honey, sweet with love. This time the girl is gonna stay. Just a day.
Just can't help believing there's BJ Thomas and Mel McDaniel in there too. This is Jack Edwards. Wow, it's a big old.